offering. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join a home helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexburg Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
It is presented by Riverbend Home. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you working on this beautiful fall weekend? We hope there's lots of fresh colors abound wherever you're listening to us and that you've got some projects maybe that you're taking on in the beautiful weather before it gets too chilly. If you need some help, you can always reach out to us. A couple of ways to get in touch. You can post your question to the Money Pit website at moneypit.com. You can also post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to paint the exterior of your home to boost its curb appeal, change a color you don't like, or refresh a dilapidated paint job, fall is the perfect time to get this project done. But painting an entire home is a big project, requires proper planning, preparation, and tools. So we're going to share pro tips to help you get the project done just ahead.
And as the days get shorter and the nights get longer, it's a good time to think about adding security lighting to your home. And this is a job, surprisingly, that you might be able to do yourself. We're going to explain in just a bit.
And you might not even realize it, but one of the most common home accidents is a fall. We're going to have some tips to help you avoid those slips.
And fall is also a popular time to take on bath renos. We are giving away something that's going to help. We've got $3,500 in bath products from American Standard and Growy available from riverbendhome.com to help you take on those projects. All you need to do is enter the beautiful bath sweepstakes at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. And if you're thinking about updating your kitchen, but you're concerned about the costs, we're going to have tips on easy updates that you can do over a weekend that will totally transform your space without the hassles in today's smart spending tip.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. So give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question on moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we're going out to Dale in Kansas, who's working on an attic makeover. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought this little house, and it's got the vinyl ridge down the center of the peak of the roof, and then one 2x2 square opening on the end. And it doesn't seem like that's adequate ventilation to get rid of the heat.
So you have no soffit vents at all? You have just have this ridge, you have the ridge vent, the gable vents, and no soffit vents at the overhang of the roof?
And okay. I put a 12-inch turbine vent on it, but I'm thinking I need more than just that 2-foot square vent. I was thinking about putting 4 12-inch, I don't know what to call them besides the dump vents, down towards the lower end of the roof.
Okay, well, you're on the right track. So let's talk about attic ventilation and the way it's supposed to work. So the attic is always supposed to be the same temperature as the outside. So if it's hot outside, it should be hot in the attic. And if it's cold outside, it should be cold in the attic. Basically, the attic has to be well ventilated for that to happen. Now, you have actually half of what I usually recommend as a ventilation system, and that's a continuous ridge vent down the peak of the roof. The second half of that, though, are soffit vents at the overhang of the roof. Soffit vents are good because as the wind blows across the house, that soffit area pressurizes and pushes air up into that soffit. That rides up underneath the roof sheathing where it carts away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter and then exits at the ridge. And that same wind that's pushing positively against the side of the house and the soffit vents is actually creating sort of a negative pressure at the ridge. So you get this kind of nice continuous flow. And if you have that working for you, then actually what you should do is block off those gable vents because that's going to kind of interrupt that nice flow that we've created. Now, in your case, you have no soffit vents. I would first explore the potential of putting in soffit vents. The other idea that you suggested was putting in regular roof vents but lower on the roof. You know, not a terrible idea, but not nearly as efficient as soffit vents. And if you don't have a soffit, there's a type of vent called a drip edge vent, which basically extends the roof line about 2 inches, creates a short soffit that's pretty effective. But if you can get continuous soffit and ridge venting, that's really all you need. The other types of ventilators, the turbine that you mentioned, that kind of stuff, you know, it looks like it does a lot, but it's really nowhere near as effective as having that continuous open ridge and the continuous open soffit, okay?
I've never seen, I'm not familiar with that.
Drip edge vent? Google drip edge vent, and I think CertainTeed, I know CertainTeed makes it, and I'm sure others do as well. And it's a really effective little vent. Now, you may have to do some modifications of your roof shingles at the overhang to get this in. But considering you're going to have to modify your roof anyway to put those roof vents in, I think that's probably the best way to go for homes that don't have a soffit because it does create that intake point down low on the roof, which is going to really let a lot of air in, and I think you'll see a big difference.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, heading south to Florida where Dorothy is on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have engineered flooring, and I want to redo it. It's worn in spots, and nobody seems to be able to tell me what to do with it, how to refinish it.
So engineered flooring, Dorothy, is not a product that's designed to be refinished. It's not like hardwood floor where you can sand it because it doesn't have as thick of a surface. Engineered flooring is made up of layers. It's more like plywood where you have different types of wood that are glued together, and it gives you dimensional stability, and it's good for damp locations. But it's not necessarily designed to be refinished. So this may be a case where you need to remove and replace rather than refinish it.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of different types of flooring that are available today aside from the engineered hardwood floor. You might want to take a look at the engineered vinyl plank, which can look just like wood or many other materials, but it's completely 100% waterproof. And you may even be able to install this on top of the old floor and not have to worry about even taking it up and avoiding the expense and the hassles of having to do a tear out. Is this engineered hardwood on a cement slab?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard to get up because it's probably glued down. That's how they usually do that. So you may want to look at the engineered vinyl plank. Take a look at Lumber Liquidators, or as they go now, their new name is LL Flooring, and look at all the beautiful engineered vinyl planks. I put down two of those floors, in one in a kitchen and one in a laundry room, and they really have worn very, very well, and they're not expensive either.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll check that out.
Good luck, Dorothy. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on this beautiful, crisp fall season. It's the perfect time to tackle home improvement projects. So give us a call 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next is the outside of your home ready for a fresh coat of paint. If you got 2 weeks, a 30-foot ladder, and some experience, it makes an excellent do-it-yourself project. But for the rest of us, a pro will get it done faster and with a job that comes out much better. We'll have tips to help organize that project when the Money Pit continues.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might just enjoy our podcast too, which you'll find at moneypit.com/podcast. So join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Heading over to South Carolina, where we've got Ensley on the line. What's happening at your Money Pit?
I'm having problems with squirrels in my attic.
Oh, boy.
And what I'd love to do is somehow run them out, and then I have some wire mesh that I'm going to put on my soffit.
Right.
And that I'm hoping will keep them out, but I've had problems in the past.
First of all, do you know where they're getting in, Ensley? Can you see the openings that you shoot holes in?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
Here's what I would do. First of all, I would pick up a have-a-heart trap. Do you know what that is? It's a cage trap. It's got a door. And what you want to do is you want to put like an apple towards the back of the trap and get a piece of wire, like picture framing wire, and thread the apple and then tie it off to the back of the trap so that the squirrel can't like bat it around and get it to pop out. He's got to actually go in the back of the trap to get to the food. Then you'll trap yourself a squirrel. And then you can take that trap safely, take the squirrel far, far, far away from your house, open the door, and he will run out and be happy to be free of you. And then you can, of course, seal up those spots around your house. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can fashion a one-way door across that hole where basically the flap would let them out and it wouldn't let them back in. But I think a have a heart trap is the most positive and humane way, frankly, of evicting the squirrels or the squirrel family. Not sure how many you have there. And that is definitely something that is pretty straightforward to do and very well worth having. I bought one years ago when we had problems with groundhogs. We've caught squirrels in them and other things when they started to get into spaces we didn't want them in. It works great. You just got to tie down the food. That's the only thing I don't tell you in the instructions.
Okay, sounds great.
Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Well, if you'd like to paint the exterior of your home to boost its curb appeal, change a color you don't like, or refresh a dilapidated paint job, fall is the perfect time to get this project done. But painting an entire home is a big project that requires proper planning, preparation, and tools. Now, in most cases, it's best left to a pro, but we've got some tips on a few factors that will affect your project's budget.
First, understand that painting an average home between, say, around 1,500 and 2,500 square feet can cost anywhere between $1,000 and $6,000. Big range. Pros are going to provide estimates based primarily on the area of the walls or siding that you're painting, but not the home square feet. And that pricing, though, is going to be based on a few factors, which include the kind of siding you have and the height of the building, because taller buildings are much harder to work on. Now, wood and vinyl generally cost less than brick and stucco to paint, and the taller the building, the higher the price tag is going to be. Harder to reach areas require extra equipment, and they take more setup and cleanup time, which all add to the cost.
Now, like many projects, there's a lot more than the price to consider. The quality of the finished job is going to depend heavily on the quality of the workmanship and the quality of the materials. Now, painters that take shortcuts on the required prep, like scraping and sanding away the old finish, they might deliver a job that lasts a fraction of what a paint job actually should.
Now, likewise, failing to use primer as well as choosing a cheaper paint can result in a lower quality finish that just won't stand up. When painting, the labor is always the biggest part of the expense, so be sure to always insist on using the best quality paint so that the finish lasts as long as possible. It's actually a pretty small part of the overall budget.
And finally, you want to get cost estimates. Never take a quote without that pro coming to visit your home. You want to make sure that you always get at least 3 quotes, and you want to always ask them for references.
Yeah, and it's important you take the time to actually check those references. Call the folks on the list, drive by the houses, and make sure they look great. And in fact, you might be smart to do this with recent projects and also projects that are several years old so you can see how it all holds up.
All right, now we've got Anna on the line who needs some help with some door improvement. Tell us what you're working on.
Hi. Yes, I have one metal door and 3 fiberglass door that I got a guy to paint it. And not knowing, when I got home, he actually painted with the spray can paint. So when the heat hits the door, I can't open the door because it's sticking to the door jamb.
What a mess.
How do I repair that?
Well, you know, even though he painted it with spray paint, it should still work. I mean, it should dry. The fact that it's spray paint is not making it any more or less tacky than perhaps if you use paint out of a gallon. But the fact that it's sticking might mean that the door needs a bit of adjustment inside the opening. Are all the doors sticking?
All the doors sticking, right on the rubber of the door jamb. It's like, I think that it's a shoo-shoo can paint. You sprayed what to the door?
What kind of paint did he use?
I call it a shoo-shoo, regular can paint. Like he went to the hardware store, got a spray can paint and sprayed it.
Well, look, what you should do now, if you've had a bad paint job, is you really have to pull that old paint off. So I would take the doors off of the hinges, lay them down horizontally, use a paint remover to pull off the paint that's there. Once you get it back down to where it was when you started, then I would prime the doors first. And I would use an oil-based primer, because that's going to give you good adhesion to both the metal and the fiberglass doors. And then I would put a good top-quality finish coat on that using a semi-gloss paint. Then let them dry really well, and then reinstall them.
So is it possible then to, this is on metal and fiberglass, to get a paint remover for this thing?
Yes. There's paint removers. The citrus-based removers are the most effective. So use the citrus-based paint removers, pull off the old paint, prime the doors, and then repaint them. You should be good to go. Okay, Anna?
Thank you so very much again.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jim in Pennsylvania is on the line with moisture. What's going on over at your money pit?
Okay, I live in an old home, has a wraparound porch. The only wall that's exposed is, that goes out to the end of the porch, is our backyard. My backyard slopes very gently downhill. It's been landscaped with several swales, and I never have standing water in my yard. I have no drainage that goes out the back or anything. Matter of fact, I've lived here for 30, 40 years, and I've never had water in my basement until 5 years ago when we had a tropical storm come up the coast, come inland, and dump almost 20 inches of rain right on us. But 2 years ago, I had the same thing happen. This one dumped about 10 inches of rain. Okay. I water both times that I had to get out of there, out of my basement, which is finished. But anyhow, my walls, even during those storms, my exposed walls and other walls are completely dry, and the water is coming up through, it looks like, the backside starting towards the middle of the back wall through the floor. I'm thinking it's groundwater.
It's not. It's clearly not. And I know that with absolute certainty because it's tied in with precipitation. Whenever you have heavy rain and you get any type of leakage, it's always drainage. It starts from the top, works its way down. It just happens to be showing up under the floor. That can very easily happen because water can accumulate outside the foundation walls. Sometimes it goes into the walls and leaks through the walls. Sometimes it goes around the walls and pushes up through the floor. I've seen geysers show up in the middle of basement floors because somebody had a blocked gutter on the other side of the house. Water does strange things. But this is a drainage problem. That's all it is. So you need to look at your drainage very, very carefully. Now, you mentioned that you had a swale, and I hope that swale is still working for you. If that swale is not working just by the swale itself, you may have to install what's called a curtain drain at the bottom of that swale to collect the excess water and run it around your house and then dump it out to a place that's lower on the lot. The other basic things that you can look at, and the very easiest thing is to look at, is your gutters. You need to have at least one downspout for every 400 to 600 square feet of roof surface, and those downspouts need to be extended 4 to 6 feet from the house minimum, not just out a foot into a splash block, but 4 to 6 feet away. I say that because whenever you have a water problem, we've got to move that water away from that first 4 foot or so of soil that's around the foundation perimeter. So gutters are really important. Downspout discharge is really important. And then finally, the slope of the soil at the foundation perimeter is important. But if you manage and maintain and improve the drainage conditions around the foundation perimeter, you won't have enough water to push up around those walls and into the floor.
Okay. So a sump pump wouldn't work.
No. I mean, a sump pump will take the water out once it gets there, but it doesn't deal with
the initial problem.
With stopping it from getting there in the first place. Right. And by the way, putting a sump pump in doesn't do anything to improve the structural integrity of the foundation because, again, that water has to go around that foundation to get to where the pump is. So deal with the drainage, keep that soil as dry as possible, and you'll make the whole thing go away.
Thank you.
You are tuned to The Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Just ahead, if you're thinking about updating your kitchen but you're concerned about the costs, we're going to have tips on easy updates that you can do over a weekend that will totally transform your space without the hassles in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. We're going to explain how when The Money Pit returns.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place because we're here to help you get those jobs done. Hey guys, Riverbend Home wants you to love where you live, and that's why they've partnered with American Standard and Growy on the beautiful bath sweepstakes. All you need to do to enter is go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes, and you can enter once a day and win from $3,500 in bath faucets, fixtures, and more.
At Riverbend Home, bathrooms are their specialty. From plumbing supplies to faucets and fixtures, vanities, sinks, shower stalls, and tubs, you'll find the bathroom product that you need to remodel a bath or build one from scratch. Riverbend Home is the one-stop source for creating a luxury bathroom, no matter your style or your budget.
So enter today. Head on over to moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Taking a call from Dave in Massachusetts, who's trying to solve a plumbing mystery. What's going on?
Well, my plumbing mystery is I inherited two homes on the same lot, one on one street, one then one on the back street.
Okay.
I sold the double-decker that was in the family over going back to the late 1800s. There's no history on anything. The second house in back, I have someone living in it upstairs, and there's a two-car garage downstairs. The long and short of it is we can't find the water meter.
Have you been paying a water bill?
Been paying a water bill.
Well, I'm wondering whether or not the utility company has been reading something in order to figure out how much you should be paying for water. Are you getting a normal water bill?
Only for the front house, it appears, the one that I sold, the double-decker.
Well, look, first of all, you ought to figure out where the house side of the main water line is and the main water valve. Because if you were to have a water emergency, you need to be able to reach a faucet and turn it off. And if the only way to do that is to turn off the street service, which is what you're describing, that pipe that goes down and provides access to the inline water valve is the street service, you need to be able to have a valve inside the house. So I've actually, in the years I spent as a home inspector, sometimes trying to find that valve, take a little bit of detective work. I've found valves in very strange places. I found them, in the back of kitchen cabinets where you had to remove drawers to get to it. And in other strange places like that, I've seen them covered over by walls. But you need to figure out where that valve is. There's going to be one place where that water line comes into the house, and it's going to be in line where you think it is outside. And if you don't have a water valve on the inside, that is definitely something you want to add so that you can access it in an emergency. If anything were to break or rupture inside the house, the first thing to do is to turn off the main water pipe, and you cannot do that, which means you could be facing thousands and thousands of dollars of damage. As for whether or not there's a meter on it or not, it's kind of not your problem, but if they want to add one, they're probably going to add it at the street. And that's another place where you should have a turnoff. Turnoff shouldn't be near your house, which it sounds like it is. It should be at the street. I know in my home, which was built in the early 1800s, we have a water line that goes out to the street, and that's where the main turnoff is, and you have to use a key down through that pipe hole to get to it and switch it off. So it sounds like you've got a mystery on your hands. The most important thing for you as an owner of that property is to make sure you can easily turn the water off. So get that installed. And as far as the rest of it, if it's separated now and it's no longer one owner for both properties, you got to get a meter on it. So I think you know what has to happen, but I want to add to that to-do list the importance of having a valve inside the house that's easily located so that you can shut it off yourself in the event of an emergency without having to kind of, dig up any dirt to get to it. So, Dave, did we help you with your mystery?
Yes, you did, and I really appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if home is where the heart is, then the kitchens are clearly one of its vital organs that converts a house into a home. So it's no surprise that kitchen renovations are among the most popular remodeling projects tackled every year. But while any home improvement project can be complicated, major kitchen remodeling can turn your life completely upside down, not to mention all of that fast food poundage you're going to be putting on waiting for the kitchen to welcome you back in.
Well, that's right. Now, to avoid the home improvement hassles, it makes sense to break down the project into modules. Small parts that can be completed independently of one another. Not only does this make the project more manageable, these smaller changes can have a big visual impact and cut down on the need for more major makeovers later.
For example, changing your kitchen countertop, painting the cabinets, or just replacing all of that cabinet hardware are projects that can be done in hours, not weeks, and result in a very attractive and, quite frankly, a big transformation transformation.
Yep, and replacing the kitchen floors, improving the kitchen lighting, and just painting the room can give you a fresh new look in that space. And you can also just replace faucets with water-efficient models, as well as switch out appliances for those that are more energy efficient. Make sure they're Energy Star certified, and those will also lower utility costs across the board.
And today's smart spending tip is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/morerewarding to apply now.
Now I've got Michelle in Washington on the line who's dealing with some flooring adhesive. What's going on?
We have pulled up our vinyl off our concrete floor. We have a slab floor and want to replace it with tile, but we have the residue left from the vinyl being pulled up. I want to know the best way to get that up. If there's any kind of chemical or just boiling water, I know it's going to be scraping, but I didn't know what I could put on it ahead of time.
Adhesive goes down easy. It sure doesn't come up that way.
No, it doesn't. And it's probably been there for 20 years, so.
Yeah. Is it fairly smooth or is it lump?
Oh, it's fairly smooth. It's the vinyl came up, but it left the paper backing.
So if it's fairly smooth and it's well adhered to the concrete, you might be able to just glue the tile down right on top of that. Because I got to tell you, it's really hard to get that adhesive up. It's not like you could cover it with boiling water or vinegar or something like that. You might be able to use a citrus-based adhesive remover, and that might help you a little bit. But if it's already well adhered to the concrete slab, then I don't see why you couldn't go on top of it with the new tile mastic.
Okay. I did that in my kitchen. I went right over the old tile because it was very flat. But now I'm in another area. It's not a big area. It's an entryway, but we're doing a whole big room that includes the entryway and a ceramic plank. And I was concerned about to use a different mastic because I understand what the ceramic plank's for. And I thought that he might wet that paper enough to not give me good adhesion.
Well, if it's just paper, you could probably do some abrasion, some sanding of that glue to get through the paper. So, because, yes, you don't want to have a non sort of adhesive layer in between the tile adhesive and what you're going down to. But that shouldn't be that big of a deal, especially if it's a small area.
Oh, okay.
Or like I said, you could use a citrus-based adhesive remover, try to see if that will loosen it up. There's also a way to grind it off, but it's expensive and you need some specialized equipment.
Great. I'll try that. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair, your home improvement question, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up now is a great time to make sure your home is safe for both you and visitors. We're going to share some tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
The holidays are fast approaching, making now the perfect time to spruce up your bathroom. That's why we're thrilled to be working with RiverbendHome.com for our beautiful bath sweepstakes. You can win from $3,500 in American Standard and Growy fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com.
I love RiverbendHome.com. They have everything from hardware and plumbing fixtures to home decor and lighting.
And I love the styles from American Standard and Growy. They're also well-made and beautiful.
And that's why we call it the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. To enter, head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day now through November 12th. Three lucky winners will receive the fixtures and faucets of their choosing from American Standard and Growy at riverbendhome.com.
So what are you waiting for? Enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, if you'd like a weekly tip or two to help you plan your weekend projects, then sign up for the free Money Pit e-newsletter at moneypit.com. You'll get a fresh list of seasonal to-dos, trends, and simple renos every Saturday morning.
Brett in Rhode Island, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We had the 1890s Victorian home in Wakefield. Gut rehab, put in it. 8x14 master bath and with sort of Frank Lloyd Wright arts and crafts style tile in it. And there's a shower in the corner that's a step-in shower. And over the last 8 years, because the plastic floor of the shower wasn't supported, it started to crack from the flexing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how I can take care of those cracks without ripping out all the tile around the lip of the plastic floor of the shower.
So there is one way to do it, and it's not real pretty, but you can do it this way. And that is, that plastic base is made of fiberglass, and you can use a fiberglass repair kit and basically cover the split area with a fiberglass patch. And essentially that means you're going to put down resin, and then you're going to put down fiberglass itself and press it into the resin. Once that dries, you're going to put down more resin and then more fiberglass in it. You're going to kind of crisscross it, and essentially you're going to build up kind of a patch across that crack. Now, of course, that's going to be painfully obvious, but maybe you don't care about that. Maybe you're thinking I'd rather have it just be patched and watertight than have to tear out the tile. Because, yes, replacing that kind of shower pan will require that you remove that tile around the first, 8 to 12 inches all the way around to be able to get that pan out.
I'm not sure that it's fiberglass. I think it might be just hard molded plastic. I got it at a big box store.
The only way to try to repair it is with fiberglass repair kit, and you can pick that up at an auto parts store. It's like a body repair kit. And essentially, it's just those two things. It's basically the resin itself and the fiberglass material. It may have some sandpaper with it, but you got nothing to lose. You might as well try it. I did it once in a house that I owned. Bought myself a year before I got around to tearing out the shower pan. It worked great.
Okay. It's a great idea. We'll give it a try. Thank you so very much.
Good luck, Brett. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, falls are one of the most common household accidents that send Americans to the emergency room. But did you know that a third of all home accidents can be prevented?
Yeah, there are simple things that you can do right now to decrease the chances of you or a family member from taking a tumble. For example, get rid of your throw rugs. You want to make sure those area rugs are held down with double-sided tape or skid-resistant padding underneath them. Rearrange furniture for clear, wide passageways. You want to make things easy for people to get around.
Also, take a look at improving your lighting. Today's LEDs provide a much better quality light than incandescent and also the old CFL bulbs. I never knew how lousy my light was until I got LED bulbs. They're so much clearer, so much easier to see. You also should be thinking about installing night lights and using the highest wattage bulb approved for the lamps and fixtures. And be alert to uneven steps and tighten up loose railings. Just be aware of the trip and fall hazards. And by doing so, you'll keep your family much more safe.
Judy in Minnesota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We replaced all the windows in our home.
over 10 years ago. And just this year, there appeared to be snow between the glass on two of the windows. So our question is, do we have to replace the windows again, or is there some way to get that out?
Actual snow, or was it just fogging up?
No, it's like it looks like snow, like when the sun shines on it. Is that noticeable?
So that's probably more like a frost. And generally what happens when you start to see condensation or frost or any sort of, you know, cloudiness in between two panes of glass, that usually means that the seal has failed. And that's not generally something that's fixable, because when the seal fails, the gas that's in there to keep the windows energy efficient and put that thermal seal in there, you know, that's gone too. So your window loses all of its energy efficiency, you know, other than just the two panes of glass. So repairing that really isn't worth it. I mean, at this point, you should probably look into a replacement window.
Replace the windows. Not all the windows, just those two windows.
Right, and it would be a replacement window. So the operable parts are what changes out. The side panels, that all stays. It's the up and down parts that gets changed out.
So they can just replace that middle part then?
That's correct. Especially if it's a recent window and yet, you know, the manufacturer is still sort of available. When the seal fails like that, there's no repair for it. I mean, you probably are not suffering through a lot of energy loss as a result of this. It's mostly just a visual thing, but it's not repairable. You need to have that sash itself replaced.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Join in on all the home improvement fun. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. Coming up, that fuzzy white growth on walls and chimneys. Is it mold or isn't it? We're going to tell you the DIY trick for finding out when the Money Pit continues after this.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Would you like to renovate your bath with some beautiful new fixtures and faucets from American Standard and Growy? Well, you can by entering the riverbendhome.com beautiful bath sweepstakes at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's right. We're giving away $3,500 in bath fixtures, faucets, and more from riverbendhome.com. You can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Now that it's fall, you're probably working on a bunch of stuff around your money pit, and so we're diving into our emails and posts to see what everybody else is doing. I've got one here from Emily. Now, Emily writes, there's a fuzzy white growth on my basement walls. Is this mold?
You know, that's a pretty common complaint that we get, right? It might be mold, but it's much more likely to be something that we call efflorescence. That's kind of a good Scrabble word, don't you think? Efflorescence. It's basically crystals of mineral deposits that are left behind when moisture soaks through a foundation wall and then evaporates. So it's not mold. And one way to tell for sure is if you wet it down with some white vinegar, you'll see that it will instantly dissolve. And that will tell you for sure that you're not looking at mold. And sometimes it's not even a white powder. It can be almost like a grayish powder.
It looks like a chalk.
Yeah, like a chalk, right. Now, if you want to reduce the moisture on the basement walls, you want to improve your roof and surface drainage conditions outside the foundation area. We've got lots of tips on how to do that on MoneyPit.com. But the most common thing is clogged gutters. Make sure that they are clean, free-flowing, and moving that water away from the foundation. If you keep the water away from your house, there'll be nothing to soak through the foundation wall, dry out, and leave those nasty mold-looking stains behind that are really not.
All right, we've got another post here from Frank. Now, Frank writes, do you know of any options in accessible patio doors? My daughter is in a wheelchair, and I need to replace the sliding glass doors from the house to the patio deck. I've looked around, and all the patio doors I found have a 1-inch area at the bottom with rail slots. I need an accessible patio door that is relatively smooth at the bottom so that my daughter can use it without all the trauma of rolling over the sill.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of work, but there are manufacturers that make low threshold accessible patio doors that are designed for this purpose, Frank, instead of the traditional sliding patio door. Now, they're available from manufacturers like Therma-Tru, for example. They have one that's called a public access sill. It's an option for a hinged patio door or a French door, and instead of the standard sort of 1 9/16 or almost 2-inch high sill, the public access sill height is only 1/2 inch, and it's sloped. Makes it actually easier to roll over with a wheelchair or even a baby carriage. And Leslie, I think a lot of the universal design products work well for households that don't have disabled folks in them. It's just easier to use, you know, like lever handles and stuff, right?
Oh my gosh. I mean, so much of it is just creating a smart shortcut to help things be more user friendly so that if your hands are full as a young parent, or if, you know, just tend to be clumsy and tend to trip over thresholds, you can more easily transition from room to room. I mean, things are really just made to improve the quality of your life at any age point. So why not incorporate some universal design stuff early on?
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope we've given you some tips and ideas and inspiration to avoid the perspiration when it comes to taking on projects around your house. Remember, you can reach out to us by posting your questions to the Money Pit's website at moneypit.com or also our Facebook page, or you can call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We love what we do. We love helping you get these projects done and solving them. Those home improvement mysteries that seem to affect and hold up lots of projects. And we'd love to help you with whatever's going on in your money pit. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you-
you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Even though Joe Biden is the projected winner of the race for the White House, the current president refusing to give up on his re-election bid.
President Trump is not accepting defeat and tweets, "I won this election by a lot." He claims that bad things happened with Republican ballot counting observers and notes that millions of mail-in ballots were sent to people who never asked for them. The president hopes legal challenges will reverse the result. Meanwhile, pro-Trump supporters protested at state capitals across the country, chanting, "This isn't over." Greg Clugston, Washington.
During a national rally this evening where he gave his victory speech in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden says of all the to-dos on his new administration's list, there's one that stands out.
Our work begins with getting COVID under control. We cannot repair the economy, restore our vitality, or relish life's most precious moments, hugging our grandchildren, our children, our birthdays, weddings, graduations, all the moments that matter most to us until we get it under control.
Democratic Representative Ben McAdams once again leading Republican Burgess Owens in Utah's 4th Congressional District. Owens says a win by him would be an important gain for the GOP control of Congress.
It's one of those districts that I think can be a linchpin for our nation because obviously the more strength we have in the House, the better chance we have of finally getting our country back. And so this is a district that was between one and three a must-have from the very beginning. So we're going to get this.
Owens spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, former California Republican Representative Daryl Issa was a winner today in his race to return to Congress, where he once headed the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The former 9-term congressman running in the San Diego area 5th District overtook his Democrat challenger. The latest vote count gave him a 23,000-vote lead. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
President Trump's chief of staff diagnosed with COVID-19.
Mark Meadows traveled with Trump in the run-up to Election Day and had been around the president when he came down with the virus more than a month ago. 2 senior administration officials confirmed Meadows tested positive, but they've offered no details on when Meadows might have come down with COVID-19 or his current condition. One administration official says several other staffers have tested positive as well.
That's Ben Thomas reporting. Egyptians began voting today in the second and final stage of that country's parliamentary elections after a relatively low turnout in the first round that embarrassed the government of President El-Sisi. Critics say the 596-seat legislature will largely resemble the previous one, which was little more than a rubber stamp for the president's policies, leaving the former military general with almost unchecked powers. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. 8 weeks after being admitted to the hospital with COVID-19, Henry Bell and his longtime fiancé decided now's the time for a wedding.
The day before his anticipated release from the inpatient rehab center at Orange Park Medical Center in Florida, the 63-year-old Bell and 48-year-old Antoinette Brown said their vows in the parking lot. Brown's uncle performed the ceremony. Bell was admitted to the hospital September 13th and immediately put on a ventilator. He spent weeks in intensive care. Bell and his fiancé didn't want to wait another minute to get married. Patrick Foss reporting.
Warren Buffett's company Berkshire Hathaway reporting an 82% jump in its third quarter profit as the value of the investment portfolio soars. But the company says the coronavirus pandemic continued to hurt its assorted businesses, including BNSF Railroad and Geico Insurance. Berkshire's earnings this quarter up $30.1 billion. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Riverbend Home. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, what are you guys planning for this weekend? You got a project that you'd like to get done. Maybe you need some help solving a problem. Whatever's on your to-do list, we'd love for you to put it on our to-do list. Yes, we're looking for things to do, and we'd love to help you with projects around your Money Pit. Because to us, a Money Pit is not a disaster. It's a home that you love. Yes, it needs care and feeding, but heck, so do my kids, and I love them lots. So whatever's on your project list, let us help you get it done. A couple of the ways to get in touch with us: you can post your questions to moneypit.com. You can also call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to facebook.com/themoneypit. We've got calls and questions coming in from all sources that we will tackle on today's show. Coming up, if your closet is looking a bit messy, closet organization might be in order, but that's one project that ranks right up there, I think, with what, dental work as something to look forward to. So we're going to have the step-by-step, or maybe we should say shelf-by-shelf tips to make this job easy to get done.
Plus, have you ever considered adding gutter guards to end clogged gutters once and for all? Well, don't take another step until you hear about the results of a survey done by Ask the Builder, which gathered actual costs from consumers across the nation. Now, the numbers are going to floor you. They range from a few dollars all the way up to $90 a foot, in many cases for the exact same product. Tim Carter did the review, and he's going to join us with more.
And if you'd like to have the best flower garden ever come spring, fall is the time to take an important first step. We're going to help set you up for success when the weather turns warm again.
And we've got a great sweepstakes going on right now as we head to the end of the year. We're giving away $3,500 in American Standard and Growy fixtures heaters, faucets, and more. It's all available at riverbendhome.com for three winners. Now is a really great time for you to tackle any sort of bathroom renovation that you've been thinking of so you can have it done before the holidays. So enter the Riverbend Home Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes once a day and refer your friends for even more chances to win. Check it all out at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
But first, we want to get to your calls, your questions about the projects that are important to you. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading out to Arizona. We've got Jim on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
It's a pretty simple product that I've not seen.
Okay.
It's like a typical house with a kitchen sink and two bowls in the kitchen sink.
Okay.
A small one and a large one.
Yep.
And the smaller one, we typically will put soap and warm water in the morning to wash the morning dishes, and then by an hour, that water is cold, soapy water.
Right.
And I got to thinking, there's got to be some kind of an insulating blanket that you could buy or manufacture or somehow create to keep that water warm and that wastewater warming it up again.
That's an interesting idea. I don't think there's a commercial product for that. I've never seen it. But if you happen to have a very cold under cabinet area, I could see where that could potentially be annoying. So your challenge would be just simply to insulate this as much as possible. Now, along the back wall, where the back of the cabinet is on an exterior wall, if you could add a piece of foam insulation, which is available in all sorts of thicknesses, so it depends on what you have and how you can get it back in, you're probably going to have to cut it in pieces. That will help a little bit. On the bowl itself, one idea that I would have is that you may be able to spray this with foam insulation like a Great Stuff. Now, there's two different types of Great Stuff. One is designed to expand, and one is designed not to expand. And if you use the one that doesn't expand, it's not going to, like, stretch your cabinet frame or anything like that. It's the kind that's designed for windows and doors, because what would happen is people would use the expandable foam insulation in a window or door cavity, and then it would swell so much, would expand so much, the window gets stuck shut where it was. So if you use the kind that's designed for windows and doors, you may be able to get that. It's pretty sticky stuff. It may be able to adhere to the underside of that sink. And so I think this is going to be an experiment to see if you can figure out something that works. So I understand the question, but it doesn't have a straight, you know, forward, this is the product designed for that, because it's just not something that I think you're going to find available. So you got to get creative, which means you got to form your own insulation. And lastly, you know, you could just take a piece of fiberglass blanket, maybe one that's encapsulated on both sides. There's different types of encapsulated insulation, and create your own blanket around there, and maybe with a series of zip ties, hold it in place. So I think you're going to have to design your own, sir, okay, because I don't think it's available commercially.
So maybe I just get some blue board and glue. And
go for it. Yep. All right, good luck with that project, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bye.
We've got Sandra in Maryland on the line. She's got a really old house and an electrical problem. What's happening at your Money Pit?
103 years old.
Oh, that's great. That's a good age for houses. It's just starting to get seasoned, settling in a bit.
It settles a lot.
Yeah, I bet. So has the wiring been updated at all, or is it original? Is it knob and tube? What kind of wiring do you have?
I have a mix of knob and tube and some updated. What's down in the walls, I think, is still knob and tube.
Okay.
Some of the stuff that's more out, it has been replaced.
And what are you planning to do? What's precipitating this question? Is this just a general concern about safety, or are you doing some other remodeling?
Well, what I've done is started redoing the kitchen, and I took up the, you know, seven layers of linoleum and got all the creosote out and got all the stuff that probably I shouldn't have been inhaling out of the kitchen. And we sanded the floors and kept the original old wood floors. And the paneling in the kitchen, I'm not willing to tear down because it's horsehair plaster behind it. And every time you touch the wall, you hear stuff fall.
Right.
So I'm not willing to replace it. We painted the paneling, and I wanted to put new floorboard trim around. But all of the wiring, it's those big black wires that go from one outlet to another outlet.
Let me give you some advice on this, because it is time to update that wiring. First of all, any existing knob and tube wiring is very dangerous, and here's why. When it gets to be 100 years old, the insulation on that wiring is very dried out, very brittle, very crumbly. I can't tell you how many times in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector that I found that kind of wiring in house, and often found burn marks, very frightening, burn marks on the framing that surrounded it. So you definitely want to deactivate that wiring. You don't have to physically pull it out of the walls as long as it's not electrified. And then, of course, you want to update that with new modern wiring that's consistent with current electrical code. Now, for the kitchen, you really want to do something different than what it would have been done when the home was originally built. It had wiring, but it had all that kitchen, I'm sure, on one circuit. And that's why in older homes, sometimes when you're in a kitchen, you often see the lights dim when the refrigerators kick on, because they're both major appliance and lighting are on the same circuit. You want to have one circuit for your appliances, your dishwasher, your refrigerator, perhaps even more than one circuit for that, and then a separate circuit for lighting and outlets. And, of course, all of the outlets also should be ground fault protected, because this is a wet location, and ground fault protection protects you from receiving a shock if you were using an appliance that shorted or had any other type of electrical incident that occurred. So you are smart to be concerned about this. It is something that you should take care of, whether you do it one room at a time or the entire house at a time. You know, that's going to be up to time and budget. But you should have on your overall remodeling plan the need to get rid of that WAP knob and tube and completely de-energize it, because it is unsafe for the reasons I stated. Also, by the way, that particular wiring is not grounded, nor is it groundable. So that's another reason it's unsafe. It's just the way it was done back then.
I think some of the kitchen had been done, because I did have an electrician friend come in and install some new outlets. Mm-hmm. And he just ran from one to the next. And I do have different circuit breakers downstairs and all that kind of a stuff. But one of the things that when I do have, I think the one wall hasn't been done. I know that sounds odd. But when they have the wires that are out, the big black, you know, wires going across or any of the wires, and I don't want them to go behind the wall because they can't without damaging the wall. Do I need to put those metal covers over them before I can put the trim board down so I don't?
Well, if you have, if you're talking about the original knob and tube wiring being big black wires, you can't bury that. That's very unsafe.
Okay.
And here's why. Knob and tube wiring, the reason, and by the way, for those that are not familiar with this, if you've ever seen an old house where wires seem to be strung on like little ceramic posts that stick off the side of beams, those are the knobs. And then where the wires go through the framing, there's a ceramic tube. That's the tube. That's why it's called knob and tube. And the reason that it sticks off the beam, Sandra, is because it has to be air cooled. So that's why you can't bury knob and tube wiring under trim. You can't even put insulation around it, because it makes it doubly unsafe.
So if it's the big black wire, then I know I've still got original knob and tube in there.
I would have your electrician come in and determine where that wire is being energized. Make sure that if it's knob and tube, it is completely disconnected, and then run whatever you have to do from there. And if you can only do it one room at a time, you'll be just that much more safe. But if you could do the whole house, then just do it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Sandra. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Still to come, if your closets are overflowing but you're overwhelmed at the thought of cleaning them, we get it. We're going to share tips on closet organization that will help bring this task down to a more manageable level when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
The holidays are fast approaching, making now the perfect time to spruce up your bathroom. That's why we're thrilled to be working with RiverbendHome.com for our beautiful bath sweepstakes. You can win from $3,500 in American Standard and Growy fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com.
I love RiverbendHome.com. They have everything from hardware and plumbing fixtures to home decor and lighting.
And I love the styles from American Standard and Growy. They're also well-made and beautiful.
And that's why we call it the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. To enter, head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day now through November 12th. Three lucky winners will receive the fixtures and faucets of their choosing from American Standard and Growy at riverbendhome.com.
So what are you waiting for? Enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, the Money Pit is available by podcast, which has been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts. Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading over to Ohio, Linda's on the line with a window question. What can we do for you?
In an apartment that's supposed to be energy efficient, but my heating bill, I don't think I can climb up there and put the plastic on the windows anymore. Is there any other way to make it more efficient?
It's a real challenge when you're a renter, because you're right, there's only limited things that you can do, but there are things that you can do. Now, you mentioned putting the plastic on there. I'm not quite sure, you know, what you're doing in terms of the plastic, but the shrink film plastic works the best, where it essentially covers the whole interior of the window space, and then you use a hair dryer, and once you apply it and it gets really taut and clear, that's one thing that you can do. The second thing is that there is a sort of a liquid weather stripping. It's like a weather stripping caulk, and it looks like silicone caulk, right? So what you do with this stuff is you essentially caulk your window shut. You put it in all the places there's gaps. And the nice thing is that in the spring, it remains rubbery, and you can kind of grab the edge of it and peel it right away. Now, the only bad thing is this. Whatever window you caulk, you won't be able to open all winter long. So if it's a bedroom window, you can't do it there because you need egress in the event of an emergency. But it works great, especially with really old windows, because it does seal them up, and it's easy to do, and it doesn't damage the windows. It peels right off.
Do you have a name, or are you not allowed to say it on the air?
There's a number of different brands of it. I know that Red Devil makes one. I think DAP makes one. And I think there's also a generic one. And you ought to be able to find it at the Home Depot. And if it's not on the shelf, I would ask the service desk and describe the product to them. The weather stripping caulk is what you're looking for, and perhaps they'll be able to order it for you. But I have seen it on the store shelves.
I'm writing this down.
All right. Well, listen, good luck. I hope that helps you out, Linda. Appreciate you calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if your closet is looking a little messy, closet organization might be in order. But that's really one project that ranks right up there with dental work as something people just do not look forward to. But a completely organized space truly doesn't have to be that far off.
Well, that's right. So to get started, have an idea of how you want to use the space and what you want to store inside of it. So it's going to be a storage area, a place you keep everyday clothes, or a spot to keep formal or off-season garments. Once you figure that part out, then take everything out of the closet and toss, donate, or sell what you don't want. Half of the battle is just emptying that space and finding out what you really got. Then you can determine what you need or use on a regular basis.
And now is the time to organize that closet and select components that are truly going to hold the belongings that you're keeping. What you choose and how much you spend is going to depend on your design priorities and the amount of closet space that you've got to work with. Remember, a great closet system can be a positive selling point when it comes time for you to move to a new home.
There's also a whole bunch of closet organization products at home improvement stores, and organizing your closet can be a fun DIY project that's going to give you incentive to keep your newly organized space neat as the days go on.
All right, now we've got Jack in Delaware on the line who's dealing with a whistling noise coming from his HVAC system, and he thinks it's the furnace. Hey, Jack, what can we do for you?
My problem is this. I'm 67 years old. I've never had this for all the houses I've ever owned. But when the heat is on, it sounds like a jet plane taking off through the air ducts. I mean, mostly up in the loft, but you can hear it everywhere. So if you're laying in a bed in the bedroom in the loft, say, and the heat comes on, it can wake you up. It'll make like a whistling sound. So I called, because this is guaranteed for a year, so naturally I called them to come take a look at this. I wasn't home, my wife was, and then when I got home, they said everything's fine. Well, it's not. So I want to call them back, and I want to be here when they come back, but I don't want to sound stupid, and I want to make sure I can ask the right question.
Well, the reason it's doing that is it has to do with the installation of the duct system. It's a design issue. And with some systems, if the ducts perhaps are too small, they have too many turns in them, they're not, you know, smooth in terms of their transition from room to room to room, you're going to get a buildup of pressure that makes this worse. So this is a problem of installation.
Okay.
It might be that this is a higher efficiency furnace that's, you know, has a higher flow than perhaps other ones. You might want to talk to them about whether or not the fan speed can be adjusted. I don't know if that will impact it, but it's really the duct system, not the furnace, that's causing the problem. The furnace would probably be quite silent if it wasn't hooked up to the ducts.
Yeah, and of course, if it fixed any ductwork, would be just like they wouldn't do that.
I would bring it up with them, but the thing is, you're not going to be able to rely on any kind of warranty on this. Are you talking about the new homeowner's warranty, a new home buyer's warranty?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. In a lot of cases, it's not worth the paper it's printed on. I know a lot about those programs, and I got to tell you, that they cover builders only if builders get an F. They don't cover A, B, C, and D. You know what I mean? Like, unless it's really bad, that's when maybe something kicks in, and even so, the coverage is just not good, and the programs are just not solid. I used to arbitrate for some of those years ago, and I remember, you know, horrific defects that weren't covered. So I have no faith in those programs. You might be better off dealing directly with the builder than trying to go through the warranty company, because the warranty company is going to have a very specific set of standards that says what is and what isn't covered. And you're not required to, you know, necessarily in most cases go through the warranty company. You can go direct to the builder, and if you're loud enough and persistent enough, you might get it fixed.
That's what I am going to do that. I definitely want to go to the builder first. I just wanted to go to the builder armed with some kind of knowledge. See, right off the bat, you helped me because I thought it was the furnace.
No, it's the duct system that's causing this.
All right, one more thing about the furnace. I'm going to hold you. When the air conditioning was on last summer, I had to have a little bucket under this one pipe because it kept dripping. And I called them back about that, and they said, oh, the insulation around this copper pipe, it wasn't tight enough. And so he did something, and again, I wasn't home. And left, and now it doesn't drip as bad, but it still has a lot of moisture where I keep like a rag underneath the thing just so it doesn't puddle on the floor. Well, Chris, that's not right? I mean, you're not supposed to have any moisture, right?
No, of course it's not. That's an active leak, even though it hasn't gone to become a drip. And it's going to get worse in the summer when it's really humid out. So it might just come back as bad as it was before. Is this a development where there's a lot of homes that are built?
Yes, a brand new development. It's a 55 and older development.
I got some suggestions for you. There's power in numbers when it comes to that. It's easy to ignore one homeowner, but if you get a few of them together that are having the same issue, it becomes a lot more difficult for the builder to ignore.
Buddy should say that. We had one of the owners down the street wants to form a committee to have all our grievances listed and go to the builder.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And also involve the building inspectors locally in the municipality, because if the building inspectors know that there's issues with these properties, they're going to be a lot more careful about inspecting them. And that's something that builder's not going to be happy about, and you might just twist his arm enough to address it. It stinks to have to complain to get something done, but sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah, well, I'm about to become the wheel. I'm going to squeak.
All right. Good luck, Jack. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, we're going to chat with Tim Carter about the huge variety of pricing when it comes to gutter guards. You guys are going to be shocked at how much some people are willing to pay per linear foot when they have no idea what they actually cost. So stick around. 888-MONEY-PIT.
And I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day. Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, from time to time, we hear from many of you stories about contractor experiences that were not too positive. And some industries seem to come up over and over again. And one that comes up pretty frequently is the gutter guard industry. You've been not too happy about what you've been charged and how you've been treated. And because of that, I was inspired to invite a friend of mine on the program right now. His name is Tim Carter. You may know him from the Ask the Builder website. And Tim is many things, but one thing that he is more than others is a consumer advocate. This guy is fierce when it comes to fighting for you. And he did a survey of his audience, having heard similar stories, where he asked subscribers to his Ask the Builder newsletter to report to him what they were charged for gutter guards. And the result is a fascinating list of numbers all over the map and all over the country that tells a real story about this industry. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you probably had a sense that there's a lot of funny business going on in the gutter guard industry, but, man, you really nailed it and exposed it with this survey. Tell us what you found out.
Well, it's really interesting. It all got started from one of my subscribers who just reached out to me, and he decided finally after all these years to get gutter guards. He was tired of getting up on his roof multiple times to blow out about 300 square feet. So he responded to one of these high visibility television ads from Leaf Filter, and the Leaf Filter salesman came, gave his pitch, and gave him a price of $18,000.
Oh my God!
Was it like a mansion?
Yeah, I don't know. Just 290 feet. All right. So anyway, so he just, his comment was just laughable. I mean, just like you did. I mean, you and Leslie, just like laughable. All right, so. So that got me thinking, and I had previously, you know, I've done so much work on these gutter guards. You know, 10, 15 years ago, I really started testing them, and I've got a lot of videos on my website showing how, you know, the different gutter guards, what my test results were. And I finally found a really good one. You know, I found ones that really work, and it's the micro mesh ones. So I had this relationship with a company, and their gutter guards were on both my houses, and they work really, really well. But then I started to get complaints from consumers about high-pressured sales from their dealers, and I severed my relationship with them because, you know me, Tom. My reputation, my integrity means more to me than anything else, and they were none too happy. So I kind of let it go. I didn't do much more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Les sent his email to me about 3 weeks ago, I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to look back into this. And boy, did I get the numbers back. Holy tomato. Woo!
So let's talk about some of those numbers. What was the range?
Some of the people, they didn't quite understand what I asked, but that's okay. So some people responded back that they went and bought some gutter guards themselves at Costco and did it themselves or hired a handyman. But then most of the people did respond back with dealer type installed. So when you look at the dealer installed gutter guards, you'll find that the range is anywhere from, I don't know, like $18 all the way up to $90. This one poor lady got literally taken to cleaners. I mean,
wow.
A salesman came in and charged her $9,000 to do 100 feet of gutter.
I'm looking at this right now. Whiting, Indiana.
That was in Indiana, yeah.
Leaf guard, 100 feet, $9,000. That is just horrible, just horrible. Now, beyond revealing the numbers, Tim, the other thing that you did here was interesting, is you had some folks that wrote you and told you the story of how these guys sort of approached. And I picked out one here, which was from Wisconsin, where these folks say that they got a quote from Leaf Filter. The salesman started with a $12,951 list price, but offered a special discount of $10,451 if it was paid over 12 months. But wait, there's more. If they paid the day the product was installed, they only had to pay $7,251. And then the salesman calls his manager. It's like buying a car. I got to talk to the manager. The manager comes back with the manager's special price is $6,400. So he goes from $12,900 to $6,400, but only if you sign in the next 72 hours because they want to install it right away. And that's just how these guys are. They've got to get in the house. They want to try to work you down. I mean, the price you're going to pay is the most they can get out of you. And, Tim, I told you this story years ago. I approached one of these guys at a trade show for homeowners and said, what does this cost a foot? He said, well, you know, we got to come see it. I said, well, what if it's sort of a basic house like a ranch? I really got to come see it. Well, how's next Tuesday? I said, well, look, what if it's a 60-foot long ranch with four downspouts and the maximum roof height to the gutter is 10 feet? Well, I'm thinking like the simplest like ranch you can find, right? Nope, wouldn't give me the price. They knew if they did that on the spot, I never would have bought them. They wanted to get in the house. They wanted to work me, work my wife, try to all the different emotional tricks and psychological tricks of the trade to get you to sign. And that's how these guys get away with these numbers, right?
Yes, it is. In fact, I cover it a lot. I've been trained in how to do this, and there's a really authoritative book that your audience should read. It's so simple to read. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert Cialdini. And it goes over all of the psychological triggers that are in every human's head. And once you understand these, it's much, much harder for the salesman to take advantage of you. So it's you know, like in the case that you just read, these people in Wisconsin, they were being given reciprocity, authority, and scarcity. And scarcity is the most powerful of all of the psychological triggers.
Making you feel like there's not enough. And if you don't act right now, you're going to miss out.
But that's exactly right. In other words, with scarcity, they take away from you. They make scarce the good price, meaning if you don't sign now, then we're taking this away from you. And you already know how people react to that, because just in everyday television ads or newspaper ads or whatever, or emails that you get, you'll see a company that says the sale ends in 6 hours.
Right.
So you go, oh, my God, I got to go buy that thing. Even though you might not really need it, you go buy it.
I'm thinking of the, remember, call before midnight tonight to get the deal kind of a thing that they would say on TV. Hey, listen, Tim, before we let you go, great work on this, by the way. One more story I want to ask you about, another outrageous story. This was the South Carolina guy, and apparently the company LeafGuard advertised that they would use their existing gutters. The guy comes in and he wants to sell them new gutters. Now, the customer's got 6-inch gutters. And I love my 6-inch gutters because they just don't clog because the downspouts are so big. He wants to tear those out and put in 5-inch gutters because he wants to up the price. Unbelievable.
Exactly. It's crazy. So I was hoping that as many of my subscribers as possible read all these stories, because the poor people out there, they just tend to start, well, here's what it is, Tom. You and I both know this. People want to be trusting. They want to trust others. They feel that others are going to treat them like they treat others. And so they start to believe these salespeople. It's crazy.
You did a great job exposing these scams. Tim Carter from Ask the Builder. Encourage you guys to go to his website, askthebuilder.com. Sign up for Tim's newsletter. It comes out about every week. Always got great tips and advice and stories like this to help you make better decisions as a homeowner. Tim, thanks again.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much.
You know, Tom, we spent a lot of time talking with Tim about when you hire a pro and what that product should cost per foot. But what if this is something you want to try to tackle yourself? How do you know you're getting the right price? Or if you want to hire somebody to install it, you know, how do you know what you're looking for?
Well, you know, I think it's first important to understand what the product really should cost. I mean, if you're going to use, for example, one of these micro mesh gutter guards that are very, very common and very effective, by the way, you can buy them at Costco across the country for $2 a foot. They sell a 5-inch version, which is the standard size for most gutters, $199 online. That's $2 a foot. So if you know the product costs $2 a foot, how much more should you be paying for installation? Well, it certainly shouldn't be an extra $20, right? So I think whether you're doing it yourself or not, understanding what the base cost of the product is important, and that you can possibly do this yourself if you don't mind the ladder work. But if you have to hire a pro, and you know, and he wants, say, an extra $5 a foot to put it up, I mean, I think that's fine. Maybe even 10 if it's a hard job. But to pay 25, 35, 45, and up to 90, as we found out through Tim's data, that's just a total ripoff.
All right. Well, that's a good tip. And seriously, if somebody says $90 a linear foot, run. Don't hire them. All right. Coming up, fall is the time of year to plant next year's flower bulbs. We're going to tell you what you need to do now to have the best garden ever come spring when the money pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
The holidays are fast approaching, making now the perfect time to spruce up your bathroom. That's why we're thrilled to be working with RiverbendHome.com for our beautiful bath sweepstakes. You can win from $3,500 in American Standard and Growy fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com.
I love RiverbendHome.com. They have everything from hardware and plumbing fixtures to home decor and lighting.
And I love the styles from American Standard and Growy. They're also well-made and beautiful.
And that's why we call it the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. To enter, head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day now through November 12th. Three lucky winners will receive the fixtures and faucets of their choosing from American Standard and Growy at riverbendhome.com.
So what are you waiting for? Enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, guys, if you'd like to step up your bath, maybe, say, just in time for the holidays, now is a really good time to enter our sweepstakes. We've got the Riverbend Home Beautiful Bath Giveaway at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. We're giving away $3,500 in products from American Standard and Growy, all available at riverbendhome.com.
No matter what your lifestyle, budget, or priority, Riverbend Home and their partners can help. Whether it's a quick bathroom do-it-yourself project or an investment in a luxury bath makeover, American Standard and Growy have products for every style and every price range.
You can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Well, if you'd like to have the best flower garden ever come springtime, now is the time to take an important first step, and that's planting bulbs. So to set yourself up for success when the weather turns warm again, here are a few things you need to remember. First of all, you want to make sure you follow the basic rules of thumb. You want to dig a hole that's 3 times as deep as the bulb is high. You need to add bone meal or some sort of substitute, because that's a squirrel deterrent, because those bulbs are basically like the most delicious treats for squirrels. So make it so that they don't want to eat them. And then you need to make sure that you place the bulb in the hole with the tip up. Otherwise, it's not going to grow out of the ground.
Now, let's talk, good point. Let's talk about timing. In general, bulbs should be planted about 6 weeks before the ground starts to freeze or gets that first frost. Ideal dates are going to vary by local climate. You can check the USDA Plant Hardiness Zone map, which is online.
And now you have to make sure that you're planting enough bulbs for the size of your garden. So you really need to think about the square footage of the soil for your garden itself and think about what kind of variety of flowers you're putting in there. So say you're doing a tulip. You want to think about using 6 to 8 tulip bulbs per square foot. And you can adjust that quantity based on the bulb size. The bigger the bulb, the larger the flower. So you're going to need more space for the bigger bulbs. Now, you also need to think about layering those bulbs. So think about, when does something bloom and how can you layer things in that garden? So maybe there's something constantly coming up and constantly blooming throughout the season. I know a lot of it gets a little tricky, but if you head to your local home and garden center, I bet there are some experts there that you can ask about what you should be planting when, so that you'll have just a variety of color for the whole season.
Now, if you procrastinate a bit too long and the ground's already gotten hard, there is a couple of things you can think about doing. If the ground is frozen or wet from rain, you can wait for it to thaw or dry weather and then plant the bulbs deeper. Or alternatively, you could plant them in pots and store them over the winter in a cool but not freezing dark place, like your basement, and water them very sparingly during that time. And in the spring, the pots can just be brought right outside and transplanted to the garden.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, and we'd love to help you out with whatever that is. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, did you know that the sheets you sleep on can have a big impact on whether or not you get a full night's sleep? We're going to have some tips on the best bedding for getting some good shut-eye when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, you can get your question over to us by posting it on the Money Pit's website at moneypit.com. That's what Johnny from New Jersey did.
All right, Johnny writes, we have oak kitchen cabinets, and especially when it's humid, the doors get tacky and sticky. They're 16 years old, and I probably used some spray item at one time, but now I just use oil soap. Can you help me with getting all of this residue off, or do I need to strip them down?
You know, I've heard of this about three times in the last, 2 months where the finish turns gooey. And I actually helped a friend of mine redo a kitchen table that had the same kind of problem. It was just a beautiful polyurethane or lacquer finish. I'm not really sure what it was when he first bought it, but it was 15 years old and the table was in good shape, except the finish was gooey. I think that some of these finishes now, as they've changed the formulations, just sort of break down over time. And in my case, there was no fixing this. You know, we had to strip it all the way down to the wood. So I'm not optimistic that there's something that you can clean this with. You could try Murphy's oil soap, and I would take a door off to do this, to give it a good rub down, a good scrub, and see if it changed it. But if it's still tacky and gooey, it might be the finish itself that's failed, Johnny. And if that's the case, you may have to strip it down completely. And then think about repainting the cabinets instead of just refinishing them. It's really trendy today, and they can be absolutely beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. I love a painted cabinet, and I also love when the top cabinets are a different color than the lower ones. Just a thought.
Well, did you know that the sheets you're sleeping on can actually impact whether or not you get a really good night's sleep? Leslie's got tips on how you can choose the best bedding for getting the best shut-eye in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it really depends on the type of bedding that you have, and luxury bedding does go a long way toward getting a good night's sleep, but wading through all those thread counts and fabrics really is enough to make you feel like you need a nap. So before you drop those dollars in upscale linens, know exactly what each one offers and their drawbacks. Now, bamboo sheets, they are super soft. In fact, sometimes people say they feel like cashmere, and they do get softer the longer you keep them, but if they're from China, and most of the bamboo sheets are, there is a chance that they come from an uncertified factory. So skip bamboo sheets if all this uncertainty about where they come from is going to, you know, keep you awake at night thinking about global warming and deforesting, etc. So there's a lot there. Another choice is organic cotton sheets. They're really sought after. I mean, they are soft, they are durable, they are breathable. They're good for anybody who gets warm in the middle of the night. But if you love the sight of a crisp bed, you are not going to like the look of Egyptian cotton. It wrinkles very easily. It makes your bed look a little messy and unkept, which is fine. But if you're sort of, you know, picky about making sure everything is properly tucked and displayed, this is not the bedding for you. Now, another option are cultivated silk sheets, and they are truly the ultimate in softness. But even if you can afford to splurge on these very expensive types of sheets, the long-term cost might be more than you bargained for, because silk sheets, they are easily damaged if you've got a jagged toenail or a fingernail, or if you've got rough skin on your heels or your elbows. You're just going to do some damage to the sheets there. And forget about using your washer and dryer to clean them. You've got to hand wash them or dry clean them. And if you hand wash them, you've got to air dry them. So it's a lot of work to have the silk sheets. But if you do like the idea of a silk sheet, a lot of people like it because it helps, you know, deter wrinkles on your face and it keeps your hair neater, opt for a silk pillowcase. Far more manageable.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, coming up next time on the program, with freezing weather ahead, now is a great time to make sure frozen, broken water pipes don't turn your house into an inside winter wonderland. One very special type of valve can stop it from happening to you. We'll explain how on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockster. Joe Biden claimed victory in the race for the White House Saturday night at an outdoor parking lot rally in Wilmington, Delaware. He reached out to his opposition.
I said at the outset, I wanted to represent this campaign to represent and look like America. We've done that. Now that's what I want the administration to look like and act like. For all those of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself, but now let's give each other a chance.
Biden reached over to the Old Testament and quoted from Ecclesiastes.
The Bible tells us to everything there is a season, a time to build, a time to reap and a time to sow, and a time to heal. This is the time to heal in America.
President Trump, meanwhile, pretty quiet on Saturday. He went golfing, but he was on Twitter. Said his legal team will begin proceedings Monday to contest what he sees as voter irregularities in counting and ballot verification in several states where he saw a sizable lead shrink almost overnight, giving Biden the edge and eventual victory. Also at SRNnews.com, world leaders swift to congratulate Biden on his elected victory. French President Macron, Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, Egyptian President El-Sisi, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, a number of world figures congratulating Biden. Speaking of the British Prime Minister, Johnson and the head of the European Union's executive arm have agreed to stay in contact as their negotiating teams step up efforts to conclude a post-Brexit trade deal between the UK and the European Union before time runs out. There's less than 2 months to go before the UK exits the EU's economic orbit. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Would you rather wait 7 months to see Marvel's Black Widow on the big screen or see it now on Disney Plus for a premium cost? Sort of like they did with Mulan. Now, I know that is a hypothetical question and not an easy one to answer. Fans will have to wait until May of 2021 to see Scarlett Johansson as Natasha Romanoff, as Disney has moved the date once again from November 6th of this year. Part of me doesn't want to wait that long, but I know it will be better on the big screen. Let us know what you think about it as you find The Entertainment Answer on Facebook and TheEntertainmentAnswer.com.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
San Francisco voters to approve several tax measures targeting property owners and big businesses with CEOs that are paid far higher than their average workers.
Under the new law, any company whose top executives earn 100 times more than their average worker will pay an extra 0.1% surcharge on its annual business taxes. Voters also agreed to sweeping business tax changes that will lead to a higher tax rate for many tech companies. They also okayed a higher transfer tax on multi-million dollar property sales.
Jeremy House with that report. One city official says the results show voters are concerned about growing economic disparity. Critics say it's a bad idea to raise taxes in the middle of a recession. Uber's food delivery business brought in more money during the third quarter than its signature rides business, showing just how much consumer behavior has changed since the pandemic. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Financial advisors have been working with wealthy clients on a variety of ways to avoid outsized hits from a change in estate tax laws that would take place in a Biden administration.
Biden has proposed undoing changes made to the estate tax basic exclusion amount, which was essentially doubled to $11 million in 2020, or $23 million if married under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Assets exceeding the exclusion threshold are subject to a rate as high as 40%, which means people would be able to transfer fewer assets without triggering the tax under Biden's plan. Patrick Foss reporting.
Governor Bill Lee pushed back the execution of a Tennessee death row inmate from December 3rd until April 9th, 2021, due to the challenges and disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the fourth reprieve this year because of the coronavirus. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In November, we're discussing tricks of the trade and how to make your story really sing during this NaNoWriMo month. And in December, we're discussing frequently asked questions by you, our listeners.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
And we are finally getting closer and closer to naming a new president and getting closer and closer to finding out who is going to be in control of the Senate, although we might have to wait till January with this runoff. In the Senate, it looks like both Georgia races will have a runoff. I believe they'll be January 5th because they have these rules where you got to have over 50% in one and there was a jungle primary in the other. So it doesn't look like the sitting senator, Perdue, is going to have 50%. He's just under there, but favored to win. If those two ballots come in, if those two candidates come in for for Republicans. They control the Senate, and they are within striking distance in the House, but very successful. On the presidency, it's a different deal. Coming up this hour, one of the smartest people in Washington, the publisher of The Federalist, Ben Domenech, will be with us, and Kayleigh McEnany at the bottom of the hour. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Win, lose, or draw. Donald Trump should be known for this. Black votes, 12%. Let's go to Hispanics. 32% last night, Hispanic vote for Donald Trump. Donald Trump has expanded the party in numerous ways, and for all these people to say racist, racist, they're wrong.
Well, what went wrong with the polls, and how did Trump and the GOP become the blue-collar party with a new appeal to minorities and emerging class of lawmakers? We will discuss the winning and surprising success.
Number two.
In one word separates the positions of Joe Biden and Donald Trump on tabulating election results: legal. The Biden camp says count every vote. The Trump camp says count every legal vote, and they're battling for that in multiple states.
Legally fighting back as the president's team lawyers up. What are their complaints, and what are their chances of judicial success? We're going to look at the states where doubt reigns.
Number one.
It's very close in Pennsylvania, right? There's no question. And so that means it's going to take longer to actually see who the winner is. There's several hundred thousand ballots remaining to be counted. The overwhelming majority of ballots will be counted by Friday.
And there you go. Kathy Buchbar, she is the Pennsylvania Secretary of State, answering the question, how much longer should we wait to pick a president? As five states slowly count the votes and Trump lashes out as he watches his lead dwindle in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and grow, actually the deficit shrink, for him in Arizona. So let me just tell you what just happened. Over the last, I guess, hour, the president is now, for the first time ever, trailed in Pennsylvania, and he's now trailing in Georgia. Just moments ago, he started trailing in Pennsylvania, just barely. Keep in mind, when it comes to Georgia, there are 9,000, now it's roughly, 9,000 outstanding military ballots that have not been counted yet. And with a deficit of just in Pennsylvania, it looks like there's a 5,587 advantage right now for Joe Biden. In Nevada, he's got 11,000 up. In Arizona, he's up 47,000. And in Georgia, the president now trails by just 1,097. Well, yesterday, you know, the president came out and he's just outraged. Now, think about this. The most competitive guy in the country. He's seeing a 500,000 to 600,000 vote lead just shrink, because for the first ever we got this massive mail-in ballots. He told his guys and his women, don't mail in your ballot, walk in there. And for the walk-in, he did good. To the day of, he did fantastic. On the overall mail-in, the Republicans and the president have struggled. Cut one.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late. But it'll probably go through a process, a legal process, and as you know, I've claimed certain states, and he's claiming states, and we can both claim the states, but ultimately I have a feeling judges are going to have to rule. But there's been a lot of shenanigans, and we can't stand for that in our country.
So would the president be better off just doing is coming out state, and he still thinks he's in this race, and he thinks if all the votes are counted, he's going to prevail. But let the lawyers run it, and let the experts run it out in the field in Nevada. You know, Rick Grinnell, backed by lawyers, let me know what's going on in Nevada. Also, we had Matt Schlapp out there. Dave Bossy, let us know, or Charlie Kirk, let us know what's going on the ground in Arizona. In Pennsylvania, you are the former Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Let us know there. And the president could just umpire it. And in the end, if he doesn't have enough votes, that's it. This is a pandemic. Everything's changed. We had to have more mail-in ballots than ever before. Joe Biden's tone, cut five.
In America, the vote is sacred. It's how people of this nation express their will. And it is the will of the voters. No one, not anything else, that chooses the President of the United States of America. So, each ballot must be counted. Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well. But that patience has been rewarded now for more than 240 years with a system of governance that's been the envy of the world.
So I was talking to Jonathan Turley twice on TV today. And, you know, he's one of the finest legal minds. And what he had as a combination, he's a very good communicator. And he said, if I'm to look at everything, the thing though, in terms of all the cases, they are really pushing hard in Pennsylvania to be able to get closer, to be able to see these ballots like Florida. And they're pushing hard elsewhere to do the same thing in Nevada, where they're able to see Reno, but they're not able to see Las Vegas and most of the ballots from Las Vegas, where their big contention is saying dead people are voting and people out of town were getting ballots. Or if they're not in town, someone's filling them out. Here's what Jonathan Turley says was the best argument that could actually transfer to other places when it comes to mail-in ballots. Cut 7.
This can get very intense because real challenges require very close scrutiny of votes. We're not seeing that. And what I really want to see is this Nevada lawsuit, which does raise a systemic allegation of ineligible voters, people who moved out of the state or people who are actually deceased. We haven't seen that evidence. And until we do, they're hunting elephants with derringers. We need something with a little more of a high caliber if you're going to take down an election result or determination.
So they're looking to see, you know, what's driving them nuts is they want to see that these ballots got in before Election Tuesday. And they're throwing out the envelopes. So how are you supposed to check the envelopes? So if you're supposed to be a monitor and you see the ballot, number one, do these people live there? Because they never did non-demand ballots mailed to your house without asking. Never did that before. And if you're going to get it, is it the right person? Can you match the signature? They're not really doing much signature matching. But that's dancing around the edges unless it's tens of thousands because he chose by 11. And if he gets Pennsylvania and Georgia, he's at 264 now if you count Arizona. If you get 20 from Pennsylvania, if you get 16 from Georgia, they end up with over 300. So it's not going to matter about Nevada. And it's not going to matter that much about Arizona. It'll close the lead. North Carolina looks pretty secure in the president's wake. One thing is for certain. There was a message sent by the American people. Your new Green Deal, your socialist talk, your defund the police is not resonating. Why else would Nancy Pelosi, expecting to reign supreme over the land with her arrogance and insubordination of the president and this country's legal, in my view, political system, why would she get a rebuke in a 2.5-hour conference call with her family that leaked out, with her party, that talked about how the spanking they got and how they've been deaf to the American people, how the American people don't want socialism, don't want a new Green Deal, don't want to give up our energy advantage, and we don't want to defund the cops. We don't look at cops as the bad guys, and we don't look at what vilified those women. And before I go to break, because I don't want to take too much time from Ben Dominich, and we talked about this, Abigail Spanberger, who has the seat Eric Cantor used to hold, she used to be in the CIA, here's a little of her rage against her own party machine. Cut 38. Yes, and blame the one with the biggest mouth, the squad. And it's Kevin McCarthy's more than happy to put them on the shelf and say, that's your Democratic Party. But what's better for the country? Abigail Spanberger. That's better for the country. Because we don't want to change everything. We like the country. We just want to make it better. We don't want to change it. I'm going to be back with Ben Dominich from the Federalist, and then we're going to talk to Kayleigh McEnany from the White House, find out how they feel about this change of circumstances in Pennsylvania. And then we'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Don't go anywhere.
A radio show of the people for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to.
Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting FIXER to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting FIXER to 321-321. That's FIXER to 321-321. Text FIXER to 321-321.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An act of kindness that goes beyond political parties makes today's Dean's List. Living in Washington County, Wisconsin, Tim says he's one of only a few Joe Biden supporters. Washington County is mostly Republican, and Tim says you look around the neighborhood and there's probably only one other Biden sign. Tim's yard sign, unfortunately, disappeared. A few days later, he got a new one from his neighbor, Josh Showman. Josh lives a few doors down from Tim and has his own lawn sign that says Donald Trump. He says seeing Tim's sign being stolen made him very upset. Josh says, although he's a Trump supporter, he loves his neighbors and wants them to be able to exercise their freedom of speech just like everyone else. He decided to take his son and go replace their sign. When Josh brought the Biden sign over to Tim, it was the first time the pair had ever met. Tim says he was amazed at the kind gesture and told Josh he would do the same for him. And that's the America I know and love. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of a division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Kathy Ang of Netflix's musical animated adventure, Over the Moon. Ang plays a young girl named Feifei who builds a rocket to the moon to prove the existence of the legendary Chinese moon goddess. Among her songs on the soundtrack is Rocket to the Moon. Her demo of the tune ended up being the final take used in the film.
I'm going to remember the day that we recorded that for the rest of my life. I had so much nerves going into it because I loved this story, and I knew that this song was sort of like the touchstone of who she was.
And there's so much Ang hopes young audiences can take from the story and the characters at the center of this film.
I think both Chang'e and Feifei are really, really great role models, actually. I think they're both extremely confident women. Feifei is probably, like, the smartest girl in the entire world. She has a love for science, and she's so curious and a sense of adventure to her. I shared that. Like, I think that women everywhere, if they have a spark of curiosity, it's important to see it affirmed.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
opinions. Hear it all on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
The strength of the integrity of this vote is really unparalleled. All these things are tracked. Our voting systems and our databases make sure that no voter can cast more than one vote. It literally has a hard stop, should anybody even try.
So that was, I don't expect you to know her voice, but that is the Attorney General of Pennsylvania saying that don't question the integrity of the voting system. The president does. So do some other people with the president's camp, the Trump camp do. But in case you have not heard, as of 15 minutes ago, for the first time, Joe Biden moves ahead in Pennsylvania. He was trailing by as much as 700,000 votes on Election Day. Joining us now is Ben Domenech, one of the smartest people in Washington, even when he's not there, publisher of The Federalist. Ben, your reaction to the change of events. Also, I should say that Joe Biden moved ahead in Georgia by 1,000 votes.
Well, Brian, it's great to join you as always, and thank you for the compliment. I think that a lot of us who've been watching this, you know, could expect that this was going to be the trend that was going to develop. And in part, it's going to develop because of the choices that have been made about the order of the count. You know, there are obviously a ton of military ballots outstanding in Georgia, for instance, that I think ultimately will end up putting that state back in the president's column. But look, this is a very close election. To the point about fraud, I just want to give people a little perspective on this, because I've covered this before in previous elections. Now, fraud tends to be a lot more mundane than you might think. It really is the sort of situation where a counter goes home at night and there are 20,000 ballots waiting to be counted the next morning in a ballot box, and they come back the next morning and there are 10,000 ballots there. You know, it's not something where people are engaging in kind of over-the-top chicanery. It's more just that certain things disappear and nobody knows who took them. And it takes major events to kind of reveal this type of fraud, either, you know, contested elections, recounts, and the like. In Louisiana, where I've, you know, covered a lot of elections before, it really took Katrina to break the machine that existed there. And suddenly, you know, after Katrina, a lot of statewide Republicans had their prospects increase. And, you know, I think a lot of people understood what really happened there. So, look, in this situation, we deserve to know answers to a lot of questions about what's going on. I think Americans need to be able to be confident in the result. And not just believe, as I think a lot of people do now, that it was one that was helped along by Democrat machines in a lot of key areas.
John Daniel Davidson writes in your Federalist, yes, Democrats are trying to steal the election in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And he sees some problems with these votes, these margins, and these ballots. What could you tell me about that?
Well, I just think that there's going to be a lot of continued questions about this, particularly given the margins in certain areas and the vote splits that supposedly happen. I think a lot of people just, you know, naturally, you know, intelligent consumers of politics look at situations where Republicans, you know, prevailed overwhelmingly in local elections, in congressional elections, overperforming in the House races, overperforming in the Senate races, overperforming in state legislature races. Which are critical, obviously. Democrats had thought they were going to sweep those and add a bunch to their column. But heading into a redistricting year, it looks like they have not flipped a single legislative situation in terms of the makeup of houses and Senate. In fact, the reverse, Republicans prevailed. And they have a lot of skepticism that that could have happened in a situation where the president wouldn't be reelected. Look, Brian, you and I know that this is going to be a real test of the American trust in our institutions. We're at really low trust anyway, in a bipartisan fashion, for the institutions that we have as Americans. And I think going into a process like this, coming out of an election like this, it's been as hard fought as it has, there's going to be a lot of people with a lot of questions going forward. Now, I expect that today and in the next 24 to 48 hours, we're going to see a lot of media institutions call this race for Joe Biden. I don't know that there's going to be a lot of faith in that on the part of Republican supporters of the president. They're going to want to see more proof and see more evidence that this was not right. You know, a series of counts that where they leaned in one direction.
Yeah, so in Michigan, your reporter writes, Biden somehow got 138,339 votes and Trump got none, zero. And these came in, you know, after the voting Tuesday. And he has other examples, too. In this story, And you have also people tweeting from the Federalists out there. Do you think this should be looked into, or do you feel as though this is dancing on the edges and wouldn't have affected the vote either way? Because in states this close, I think that this, if I'm Trump, this is getting under my skin.
Yeah. No, I absolutely think we should look into these various situations. Sometimes there's legitimate excuses for them in the sense that a bureaucrat can fat finger a number and add a zero to it. You know, you can have people who just screw up and not, you know, out of any kind of ill intention. But again, when things get this close in this many states, I think that we deserve to have answers. And, you know, one of the things that we should think about, I think, in this moment is what happened back in 1960 when Richard Nixon, obviously with a mind on his political future, you know, decided not to contest an election that historians would pretty much agree was stolen for John F. Kennedy, and stolen in a number of pretty obvious ways. That, I think, was a mistake at the time. People regretted it at the time. I don't think the president's going to make that mistake. I think he's going to continue to contest this, because why not? But at the same time, you know, I think Republicans are looking at the situation, and I think they're pretty happy with the result of a lot of what they've seen, which is to say that the Trump approach to politics has been vindicated. His approach to a new type of Republican Party, more working class, more engaged on cultural issues, more economically populist, is something that has been vindicated and has led Republicans to have, you know, a huge increase in their legislative prowess. It's really the opposite of the Obama effect that we saw, where he came into office with, you know, a 60-vote majority in the Senate and just saw it completely crushed over the course of his tenure because of the unpopularity of his policies. You know, Donald Trump isn't going away. And whatever happens, I think, in the next week, as these legal disputes are adjudicated, he's going to be around. He's going to be a critic. And if he ends up not being the president at the end of the day, I think we're still going to see him be an incredible political force because of what he's been able to build.
I agree, Ben. I totally agree with you, because of the president's policies on trade and things, the blue collar people related to him. And it's not just white people. In fact, he lost more of the white vote this time than last time, but he has the Hispanic vote, more Hispanic vote, and more of the black vote. Real quick, how do you feel? I know you're in a tough situation, but the McCain family, who you're married into, came out in Arizona and went for Biden. And it looks like Arizona is probably going to go for Biden, first time ever for a Democrat. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I mean, everyone has tension sometimes with their in-laws, Brian. I think you know that. but it's one of these situations where I think, you know, the fact that the president certainly, you know, leaned into his confrontational attitude toward Senator McCain and the family.
Didn't help.
I don't think it helped, did him any favors in Arizona. And if it ends up being a very narrow result, which I expect it to be one way or the other, you know, I think that has to, you know, probably factored in some people's decisions. Right. One of the things, though, that I think we do need to keep in mind is that people were voting here.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ben.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
All of this over-determinalism is hogwash served up for Twitter addicts who want to believe that every American, every decent American is trapped in the vacuum deathlock of this kind of overanalyzed partisanship.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. America's listening to Fox News. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com.
This is House Call for Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention out with a flu fact. It takes about 2 weeks after getting a flu shot for antibodies to develop. Why is that important? Well, the CDC suggests the best way to protect yourself is to get your vaccination before the flu starts spreading in your community. They recommend everyone get one over the age of 6 months, with rare exceptions. Not getting a flu shot can lead to illnesses, medical visits, hospitalizations, and even death. The CDC also says it's a preventative tool. tool for people with chronic health conditions, citing as an example that it's associated with lower rates of some cardiac events among people with heart disease. Before getting a vaccine, you should always talk with your healthcare provider who can help you decide whether you should get one based on your situation. They say it's even more important this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
My name is Kennedy, and welcome to my podcast, which will, I humbly say, single-handedly save the world.
You're welcome.
It's Kennedy Saves the World.
Whether it's politics, parenting, or just mixing a great cocktail, I will provide the olives and the booze. You bring your cup so it can run us over with a wonderful dialogue.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
That's it.
Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness, but love, not only justice, but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Coronavirus crisis.
Disney World reopened 3 months ago with a limited capacity of just 25%. And even then, attendance has been less than anticipated, and certainly a far cry from the near 30 million people who visited the park last year. But at least the park is open. Disneyland in California remains shut until further notice, as health authorities there wait for COVID cases and positivity rates to fall. According to a study at Cal State Fullerton, the Disneyland closure is an $8.5 billion hit to Southern California's economy. David Lee Jensen, CEO of USA Rapid Test, says California should follow Florida's lead.
I believe so. I believe if they put in the correct protocols and they follow the same guidelines and regulations that Disneyland is, or Disney World is, then they could both be open.
Disney says California's rules are too restrictive and has been forced to lay off thousands of workers. In the meantime, business at Disney World goes on, but certainly not as usual. In Orlando, Ashley Webster, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I think black Americans are getting a little bit tired of delivering huge votes for the Democrats and seeing minimal return in terms of economic wealth, the closing the wealth gap, jobs creation, job opportunities. And Joe Biden was not an inspiring candidate for many black Americans. And some of them stayed home. Some of them voted for Trump.
Bob, do you think that 4 more years of Donald Trump is a good thing for the black community?
I'll put it this way. Based on if you take the past 4 years, the answer would be yes.
That is Bob Johnson, self-made success story, became a billionaire, founder of BET, among other business ventures, and as an African-American firmly. He doesn't come out and say Donald Trump's my guy, but he points out everything that he likes about Donald Trump, and they've been in constant contact. And what the president's done is get more African-American votes than Romney and McCain by a lot, maybe doubled it. And what he's done is get the Hispanic vote, which is creeping up to George W. Bush 2000 level. You're talking about around 40%, and it wouldn't have won Florida without it. So what the president's done is broken the party. What the president's done is Wall Street has walked over to the Democrats. Hollywood's always been there, and now he's got the working class too. What it did is it diversified the party to the point where the House is within striking distance. They could have up to 200 delegates in the House, trailing in single digits the dominance of the Democrats, and they are rebuking the policies of the squad and Nancy Pelosi. There might be new leadership there. That's the president's framework, which Republicans ran on, and they said, well, he's destroying the party, and it's time to break with the president. They never broke with the president outside Ben Sasse. They didn't break with the party, and the party's had tremendous success. Now, an update on the Senate. It looks like because of Georgia's rules, you got to go over 50% in order to win outright, or you're going to have a run off. It looks like Senator Perdue is just barely under 50%. It looks like he'll have a January 5th runoff, and it looks like with John Ossoff. On the other side, it looks like you're going to see a runoff there where the Republicans expected to win both. Now, if you look at the Senate as it's made up, Alaska's going to go to the Republican column, give them 49-48. And then you expect Tillis, who's still got that lead in North Carolina, who are just taking their time certifying everything. It makes no sense. It looks like they'll put him at 50. You just need one more if Joe Biden wins the election to get dominance in the Senate, which would save the country for the most part. Joining me now, Kayleigh McEnany, who is here now for the Trump campaign senior advisor. Kayleigh, welcome back.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me. Good to join you.
Kayleigh, you've seen a lot of stormy times in the White House. Can you describe how it feels inside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue today?
Yeah, you know, I think we're all just anticipating the results and watching. The president is very calm and taking in the news as it comes, and is resolute in looking at the votes and making sure that, as he's noted, that legal votes are counted, illegal votes are not. He wants a fair count, and that's where we're at the moment.
Yeah, it looks like Pennsylvania has gone to Biden for now. 5,596. Georgia also, since the last time I've spoke to a campaign official like you, it's now 1,097 in Biden's column as of now. Keep in mind, there are 9,000 military votes that have not been counted yet. And for the most part, the president's known and most agree he's got the balance of popularity when it comes to the military. That matters, right?
Absolutely. I have no doubt about that, that those military votes will make up the gap. As you noted, about 8,000 of them outstanding, close to 9,000. So I do think we win in the state of Georgia, and I think the story will be that it is the military that had the decision in the end that put the president over the top. Arizona, too, is looking good, but we'll see. It's a rapidly changing situation, as you well know.
Yeah, you saw it off a lot. It's down to 47,000. It was hundreds of thousand, and I understand, according to Trump official I talked to this morning, 325,000 votes left to count. 225,000 are in Maricopa County, and that is significant too. So he went from 96,000 down to 46,000 down. So this is going to, if the Arizona is going to be won, it'll be about 1,000 votes, and you guys are still projecting that. North Carolina, I guess they're taking their time. You're up 76,000. Now in Nevada, what is, I know you're not a lawyer, Kayleigh, but what is the chief legal complaint in Nevada, and where is that at?
Yeah, so they have filed suit because there are about 10,000 voters estimated that are from out of state that might have been in Nevada at one point but no longer live there. And it's those ballots that are being targeted and scrutinized. And we believe that you should be a citizen of Nevada if you're going to cast your vote there. So that's pending litigation. We'll see how it turns out. But that certainly could make a difference in a race where it's about 11,000 difference at the moment.
Well, let's look at this. Yesterday, here's the president. He came out, and here's a little of his remarks. Cut to.
I challenge Joe and every Democrat to clarify that they only want legal votes. because they talk about votes, and I think they should use the word legal. Legal votes. We want every legal vote counted, and I want every legal vote counted. We want openness and transparency, no secret count rooms, no mystery ballots, no illegal votes being cast after Election Day.
Is it the president's hope there's no fraud or chicanery going on, or is that his belief?
Well, he looks at some of the things we've all seen, the individual in Detroit who was putting up papers. This was Matt Finn's reporting at Fox to shield the room where spoiled ballots are looked through and decided whether they should be counted or not. We've seen situations like in Detroit, there were, I believe it was about 50 ballots where they needed to have a witness address on there, and it wasn't on there, and you had a poll worker filling it in. So we have multiple examples of things like this going on across the country, and all we're asking for is transparency. We just want to be able to watch what's going on, to make sure that the count happens accurately. We know there's a history of voting fraud in places like Philadelphia, and all we are asking for is to merely be able to shed light on the process, be transparent, and it's really quite befuddling that we got access to that in Philadelphia. We got the ability to stand up close and accord victory, and then you have folks who are challenging that this shouldn't be a transparent process is really telling.
Very interesting. I just want you to hear, did you see the media reaction to the president's remarks yesterday?
I did. They were apoplectic. I thought the president did a great job. Again, all he is calling for is transparency and for the vote to be counted accurately. But the media went berserk, as we fully expected them to do. It's and interestingly, they were trying to sneak in the room where the president was after he gave his remarks. I had to ask them to leave. They're just really at a next level posture at the moment.
Here's a little of CNN's Jake Tapper. Remember, he's a newsman.
So the diabolical Democrats and big money, big media, and big tech conspired. And we all got together and we decided what we're going to do is we're going to help every Republican win elections across the country except for Donald Trump.
Yep.
Does that make sense to anybody except for the most fevered brain?
So he's mocking the president who brought up the facts. Almost everything you could say that big tech has censored. How many of the president's tweets even over the last 48 hours? And as well as Facebook, and they've not done one from Joe Biden or a Democrat that we know of. So there is something there. But do you want to challenge Jake Tapper's assessment?
Yeah, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to look around and see that exactly what the president said is true. The media has been against him from day one, writing all kinds of fake Russia stories, winning Pulitzers for them, only to be proven entirely wrong by the Mueller report. They have been after him from the very beginning, ignoring the scandal in the Obama administration, the spy on Trump's campaign, ignoring the Hunter Biden email scandal, which good for Fox for covering, but I would routinely go back in the press cabin and ask the reporters why they won't cover it, and they would just stare at me blankly, refusing to cover it or even acknowledge it. You have big tech censoring the president dozens and dozens of times, and as you know, never Joe Biden and never even the Ayatollah Khomeini, who shouts death to Israel from his Twitter account. They have always been out to get this president. It's true. With a brain or common sense, can see it, acknowledge it, and knows it.
So I want you to hear with Anderson Cooper, a newsman, right? For this guy, the same guy in 60 Minutes. Listen to his assessment.
That is the president of the United States. That is the most powerful person in the world. And we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over.
What's your reaction to that personal insult?
Yeah, that's just it's disappointing. It's rude. It's cruel. And it is someone who just clearly has so much hate in their heart for this president. And you know what? It's not even just this president. It's this movement. The president always says, you attack me, it's one thing. You attack my supporters, and it's something else. And we've seen what people have said about the Trump movement, that we're smelly people who go to Walmart, is what Peter Strzok said about us, that we're deplorable, that we're irredeemable. Joe Biden's called us chumps. And all other sorts of words. But, you know, that's just the elitism that we're up against. But the people prevailed in 2016. We're hopeful that the American people will prevail in 2020 by electing President Trump. But the people's movement continues, and we recognize that elitism, and we reject it where we see it.
Kayleigh McEnany with us in her function as Trump campaign senior advisor. Kayleigh, what's the president's plans for today?
So the president will be watching the results come in. We'll see. It hasn't been decided whether he will speak publicly, but he'll decide that later on. But in the moment, I assume he'll be going down to the Oval in short order, and we'll be monitoring the results and talking with his campaign and his attorneys and others.
Does the president express to you his feeling about choking up on the House deficit and making such gains there, not losing a single seat? Does he express to you his feelings on it looks like the Senate will stay in Republican hands?
He has. He's really encouraged to see that. You know, I brought to him yesterday the story that was in National Review, among other places, that the president won more voters of color than any president since 1960. And he was really encouraged to see that, excited to see that, because, look, this president is responsible for really winning those Republican seats, for elevating our ticket, for expanding the party in a way that no president has done since 1960. And he is a very proud legacy of making the Republican Party the party of the American worker and the everyday American citizen, black, Hispanic, white, whatever your ethnicity.
All right. And lastly, this was a 2.5-hour call amongst Democrats trying to make sense of losing all those seats in the House when they were supposed to gain in double digits. And now they say Speaker Pelosi's reign is in jeopardy. Here is former CIA woman who now has, and hasn't officially won it, Abigail Spanberger, who used to be with, as I mentioned, the CIA, took Eric Cantor's seat. Listen to her, cut 37.
We lost members who shouldn't have lost. The number one concern and things that people brought to me in my that I barely rewon was defunding the police. And if we are classifying Tuesday as a success from a congressional standpoint, we will get torn apart in 2022.
The country was saying the whole defund the police, the Green New Deal, the whole socialism push did not resonate. Do you conclude the same thing?
Absolutely. That is the story of this election, that we gained seats, and it's because of that message. But where Spanberger is wrong is this. There may be one voice willing to speak up in the Democrat Party, but she is far and above the minority. Bernie Sanders' views have taken over the party. His Medicare for All used to be embraced by one himself, and now the socialized medicine is embraced by two-thirds of the Senate. On any given issue, you can see this. Defunding ICE, getting rid of ICE, was a position that was endorsed by the House of Representatives, either voting present or, not being brave enough to stand up to that movement. And same with defund the police. This is the Democrat Party of today, and we'll see that. And I do agree with their assessment that 2022 will not be good for them.
Well, Kaylee, okay, thanks so much. Appreciate it. So the president going to continue to fight it out. Is there a scenario where the president does concede?
Look, the president's watching the votes come in. It's a hypothetical at this point, and we're really just watching them come in, and we will take it moment by moment, vote by vote, and see what the American people had to say.
All right, Kaylee, go get them. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. We're going to come back. The lines are jammed, and I'm going to try to get to as many calls as possible. We're covering the breaking news. It looks like Arizona, the deficit's all the way down to 47,000. In Georgia, Biden has a lead by 1,097. In Nevada, 11,438 plus. That's less than 1%. And Joe Biden just moved ahead for the first time in Pennsylvania by 5,500. But there are military ballots that are going to play a role in this, especially in Georgia. So don't move. Breaking news all here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from NuGenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, NuGenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting FIXER to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting FIXER to 321-321. That's FIXER to 321-321. Text FIXER to 321-321.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. DINOVITE.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Volunteers who fed people standing in line for hours to vote make today's Dean's List. With historic turnout for voting, a volunteer nonprofit group called Pizza to the Polls delivered more than 1.3 million pizzas, burgers, donuts, cookies, and other snacks to people standing at polling sites. The organization delivered the free food in 48 states and was paid for by donations of over $1.4 million from grassroots supporters. Pizza to the Polls delivered food to more than 3,000 polling locations across the country with 262 food trucks to 29 cities through their partnership with Uber Eats and other restaurants. Voters, poll workers, and kids accompanying their parents were able to enjoy treats paid for by donations raised from 28,000 donors with an average donation of $49. Pizza to the Polls, you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The University of Arizona is exploring a new type of coronavirus test. You gargle this one around like mouthwash. It's demonstrated by Dr. Michael Warraby, head of the school's Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology.
Vial of salt water, crack open the top, mask comes down, salt water in, swish, gargle, and into this little vial here.
Warraby believes it takes one of the obstacles of testing away because a lot of people don't like a swab up their nose.
And it turns out that this gargling seems to get more virus in the sample than saliva, just a saliva test. We're picking up about 20% more infections with the mouth rinse method compared to the nasal method.
Warraby says published papers on this method haven't been peer-reviewed yet. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This was also the year of the Republican woman. More Republican women were elected to Congress than ever before. That's a great achievement. I won the largest share of non-white voters of any Republican in 60 years, including historic numbers of Latino, African American, Asian American, and Native American voters. The largest ever in our history.
President yesterday making remarks in a speech talking about how he's still hanging in there and he still wants to find the rest of the vote and see how this thing plays out. He's still winning in North Carolina, but he's trailing in Georgia, barely, Arizona, but coming up, and Pennsylvania for the first time. So let's go out to Jerry listening in Jacksonville on WOKV. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Brian. Love your show, man.
Thanks.
As a Democrat, I love and I 1,000% agree with Spanberger. We don't want free stuff, Brian. And as you can see, black folks came out in numbers for Joe Biden in the primary because they don't want free stuff. We just want equal opportunity to make a living. If Biden wins, great. I just want the country to come together. I think that we need to heal, and I think that Joe Biden is so happy that, that faction of our crazy left-wing party is not going to have control over him. And I think that him and Mitch McConnell could get things done. They've done it before, and I believe they can do it again.
Well, Jerry, just to stop you there, I want to get another call in, but good points. I would say this. The problem is his running mate is of like mind. But she's, let's see if she understands the lay of the land, if that in fact is the takeaway from this election. But Mitch McConnell's got to get majority leader first. You can't take anything for granted. It looks like he's going to have to battle out in a runoff election in January. But I hear you. Tony, listening on WDBO in Orlando. Tony.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, Brian, I want to know, where are all the other Republicans that were on the ballot on Tuesday complaining about voter fraud? It seems like it's only President Trump.
It is. Well, I got to see it. I mean, we don't have proof of it yet. There's things that bother everybody. We want to find out where these votes came from, but they have explanations right now. And so you don't want to just say voter fraud because everything changed. Because everything changed suddenly. You were up 600 and then you're down. I'd be outraged. If that was me, pouring my heart into this thing, all of a sudden I'm losing because of unprecedented mail-in voting, which you were distrustful from to begin with. But you just need proof of it, Tony. So you can't just say there's voter fraud, because the follow-up question is where. John, also listening on WDBO. Hey, John.
Hey, Brian. Good morning. I agree with the last guy, and like I was telling your screener, I feel that the last 4 years we've had, all of us, whether you're Republican or Democrat, we've had a front row seat to watching nothing but lies and deceit proven over and over again that Donald Trump has been innocent of all this crap that they accuse him of. Why should this be any different? You know, the Democrats said that we were going to see Trump probably do well that night, and then we're going to see his lead diminish. They've had a plan, and I just want to just add my voice to millions of others just saying, President Trump, just hang in there, and you fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. If they've got to count every single vote.
Right. He just has to have proof. All we say is proof. Don't just say it's bad or it's fraudulent. You got to back it up.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary 2-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
No new taxes. Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender. America will get better. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Joe Biden declared victory Saturday evening, saying America has spoken. He said there's a number of items on his to-do list.
Forces of decency, the forces of fairness, to marshal the forces of science and the forces of hope. In the great battles of our time, the battle to control the virus, the battle to build prosperity, the battle to secure your family's health care, the battle to achieve racial justice and root out systemic racism in this country.
President Trump is not conceding defeat. Rather, he says his campaign will start prosecuting their court case of vote counting irregularities on Monday. President Trump was pretty quiet on Saturday when golfing Saturday morning. Head of the National Nuclear Security Administration and Undersecretary of Energy for Nuclear Security has resigned her position effective immediately.
The department said in a press release that Lisa Gordon Haggerty, who became the first woman to lead the NNSA when she was confirmed by the Senate in February 2018, stepped down from the role, adding that Dr. William Bookless, who has been serving as NNSA Principal Deputy Administrator for the last year and a half, is now serving as Acting Administrator. While the press release did not provide any details on the reason behind Gordon Haggerty's resignation, she has sent her letter of resignation to the White House on Friday following nearly a year of tensions between Gordon Haggerty's office and Energy Secretary Dan Brulette. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Republican Congressman Darrell Issa returning to Capitol Hill to represent California's 50th congressional district after being projected to defeat his Democratic opponent. Issa will replace former Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter, who resigned. Issa previously served in California's 49th district for more than a decade, which neighbors the 50th, but he faced tough opposition in 2016 and chose not to run. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A Michigan couple whose large family attracted attention by growing to include 14 sons has welcomed their first daughter nearly three decades after the birth of their first child.
Kateri Schwant gave birth to Maggie Jane, who weighed in at 7 pounds, 8 ounces and entered a world filled with 14 older brothers. Jay Schwant said he and his wife, both 45, are overjoyed and beyond excited to add Maggie Jane to our family. He said Maggie is the greatest gift we could ever imagine. Their oldest child, 28-year-old Tyler, said his parents thought they would never have a daughter after 14 sons. Patrick Foss reporting.
Sam Burns, shot 68, holds the lead at 9-under-201 at the Houston Open. Jason Day tied with Mexico's Carlos Ortiz, a shot back. Sepp Straka is 2 off the pace. Dustin Johnson, needing to finish 15th or better to remain number 1, was 6-under with a 66. News and analysis at townhall.com. Another teacher in Europe has gone into hiding because of threats following the display of a political cartoon. For the latest, we get the report from Keith Peters in Washington.
Threats forced a teacher in the port city of Rotterdam to go into hiding after some students objected to a political cartoon displayed in his classroom. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte spoke Friday, hours after Rotterdam police said they'd arrested an 18-year-old girl. Police say she's suspected of posting a message on social media that incited others to commit crimes directed at the school and teacher. Root says that teachers being threatened is absurd and we must not tolerate it. The threat comes weeks after French teacher Samuel Paty was beheaded outside his school in a Paris suburb by a teenage refugee of Chechen origin for showing caricatures of Muhammad. Keith Peters reporting.
Check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Aldo Rivera standing by for the latest on this ongoing election drama. John, you at the bottom of the hour on the merits of the president's team's lawsuits from Nevada to Arizona to Pennsylvania and Georgia. We do have some other numbers to go over now. If you're just tuning into us or taking just this hour beginning now, Pennsylvania is now in Joe Biden's increased his lead in Pennsylvania. It's now at 6,826. Hard to believe this was once a 600,000-plus lead for the president. That was on Election Day. North Carolina, it's still the president's by 76,000. Nevada, the president trails by 11,438, very much in dispute. Georgia, Joe Biden has his lead. It's a slight lead, just 1,097, but 9,000 military ballots have yet to be counted, and that could change everything. In Arizona, the president is trailing now by 47,000, down from over 120,000 a couple of days ago, and they think they're going to make even more gains. So before we get to Geraldo, we'll give you the latest news. The Vox has declared, V-O-X, Vox has declared Joe Biden president-elect. We're not doing that. So let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Win, lose, or draw. Donald Trump should be known for this. Black votes, 12%. Let's go to Hispanics. 32% last night, Hispanic vote for Donald Trump. Donald Trump has expanded the party in numerous ways, and for all these people to say racist, racist, they're wrong, wrong.
They are, because no one bought it. What went wrong, and how did Trump and the GOP become the blue-collar party with the new appeal to minorities and an emerging class of women lawmakers? We'll discuss.
Number two.
One word separates the positions of Joe Biden and Donald Trump on tabulating election results: legal. The Biden camp says count every vote. The Trump camp says count every legal vote, and they're battling for that in multiple states.
Yeah, there you go, Rick Leventhal, legally fighting back as the president's lawyers up. What are the complaints, and what are the chances of judicial success? We're going to look at the states where doubt reigns.
Number one.
It's very close in Pennsylvania, right? There's no question. And so that means it's going to take longer to actually see who the winner is. There's several hundred thousand ballots remaining to be counted. The overwhelming majority of ballots will be counted by Friday.
That is the Pennsylvania Secretary of State. How much longer will it take to pick a president as five states slowly count their votes and Trump lashes out as he watches his lead dwindle in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and grow, actually, the deficit shrink in Arizona? Let's bring in Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, we're looking at lawsuits, and Jonathan Turley tells us the one with the most promise for the president is Nevada. But if Joe Biden holds Pennsylvania and Georgia, it's not going to matter much.
I think Vox is right, Brian. As painful as it is for me to say that, I wanted Trump to win, obviously. I am very disappointed, but it seems as if in a squeaker, he has lost. I think that when the Secret Service last night around midnight declared, Biden to be presidential level security, they moved in to protect him and Kamala as if they were the president and vice president elect. I think it's all over with the shouting. There'll be plenty of shouting, plenty of lawsuits, but as I said, I try to make clear this morning on Fox and Friends, without a categoric kind of reason, like if they say all mail-in ballots are unconstitutional or illegal, with that kind of a systemic problem, something that has huge chunks of voters involved, I don't think that any of the litigation or all the litigation in the world is going to change the bitter result. We're a very divided nation. It's a 50-50 vote. He almost did it. If he had another week, he would have done it. Biden hid in his bunker and he emerges victorious, I think, Brian.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not willing to do that. If the president's going to be running through the tape, I think we should wait for him to run through the tape or concede it or have the official votes go out and be sanctioned. For example, if you told me that there are 9,000 military votes and I'm trailing by 1,000, if I'm Trump, I think I'm winning that state. We'll see if Georgia accelerates it all. In North Carolina, not many people are challenging that, but North Carolina taking its time with tallies. As I mentioned, almost 7,000 deficit in Pennsylvania, where the president seemed pretty secure. So when it comes to the legal challenges, you're the lawyer. But Jonathan Turley says the thing about the mail-in vote is with this just an opportunity for inaccuracy. I wouldn't even say fraud, inaccuracy. They decide on a dime in June, I'm going to mail everybody out a ballot. I don't want anyone going to the polls. Really? Same thing in New Jersey. And when they do this thing, unsolicited ballots to your house, and I got one. I chose to show up in person. Then it creates a bit of confusion. Here's Jonathan Turley, Cut 7.
This can get very intense because real challenges require very close scrutiny of votes. We're not seeing that. And what I really want to see is this Nevada lawsuit, which does raise a systemic allegation of ineligible voters, people who moved out of the state or people who are actually deceased. We haven't seen that evidence. And until we do, they're hunting elephants with derringers. We need something with a little more of a high caliber if you're going to take down an election result or determination.
So it's not there yet. He hasn't seen enough yet. But if that would be the type of thing that could ripple to other states if it was found about the mail-in voting.
But we're all reasonable people. I'm a Republican. I want Donald Trump to win. When I look at the decision to send ballots to every eligible voter in the midst of a pandemic and, an epidemic, something that's insidious, it's everywhere. I mean, we have record levels the last several days here in Ohio. I don't see an appellate court saying that decision, however offensive it may be to me or you, is unconstitutional or illegal. I don't know what basis you would use. Now, is there a greater opportunity for fraud? Of course there is. But are you suggesting that thousands of Nevadans were improperly voting two times? It seems improbable to me. The problem is this. The problem is that if we give Republicans, pro-Trump voters false optimism, then we're as guilty as the pollsters who gave them false pessimism leading up to the election. I think when you look at the outstanding votes at a certain point, now I'll give you Georgia. Take Georgia with the 11,000 military. Take Nevada, if that's the issue. Trump wins North Carolina. Still, you got Arizona and Pennsylvania, and Biden's going to get the what is that? That's pretty close to it. That's 11 plus 20. That's 31 more electoral votes. I think that, you got them. You got the Democrats. I think the Secret Service is right, Brian, much as I hate to say it.
Well, we'll talk about that. Have you had a chance to talk to the president since Election Day?
I have not. But my problem is I didn't know. I'm sure he'll pick up the phone when I call. I just don't know exactly what to say. Do I console him? Do I say how disappointed I am? He's going to be all fired up with the lawsuits and not giving up. And I know him so well. I think it's probably better if I let things cool down next couple of days. I think certainly by Monday there'll be more clarity. Maybe that's the better time to call him, or maybe Sunday when maybe things are a little quieter. I feel so badly for him, and I don't want to be the person who says, we'll get him.
I hear you. So let me bring it to something else, the inappropriateness of other channels and the disrespect they're showing as they cut out of his speech. Now, I would have written it down, been in and out in 90 seconds, not taking any questions. He went and looked at polls and said and spoke like he always does, what was on his mind. And he opened himself for people saying, well, where's the fraud? You just said there's fraud. Where's the proof? They cut out of the President of the United States speech in the middle of an election to just comment on the president. Listen to what Anderson Cooper said about the president and what his assessment was of the president's presser.
president of the United States. That is the most powerful person in the world, and we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over.
Well, you know, Brian, what I tweeted out when I saw, at least CNN covered it, MSNBC cut out of it. They wouldn't even let him speak. I tweeted out that I thought that was grotesque. Grotesque disrespect for the tens of millions of people who voted for President Trump. Grotesque disrespect to not let him on this night, last night of all nights, when everything is so hotly contested, for them to not even let him speak to their viewers, to make the judgment that what he was saying was should not be heard by the people listening to that channel, that was the kind of institutional disrespect that I used the word grotesque, and that's exactly what it was. They should be ashamed of themselves. For them, that's the arrogance of the left. It makes me want to puke. It is so absolutely indefensible. How can you do that? How can anyone who went to journalism school make the judgment that the people watching your channel can't listen or watch the president of the United States?
I hear you.
It's just a terrible, terrible thing.
Well, I mean, look at this, the run-up to this. When the president spoke, we took it. When Joe Biden spoke, we took it. And people are calling this show and saying, why are we taking this poll? The president of the United States joins us on Election Day and said, why do you keep taking Biden's speeches? And I go, well, don't we do that? I mean, I said, Mr. President, we got to take both sides. We're on an election. We're a news channel. But, you know, I also know CNN didn't. They weren't taking the president's stump speeches. They weren't even dipping into it.
I think that CNN and MSNBC will now be struggling to gain viewership. I think that what they did is so – talk about tabloid. Talk about – I mean, Anderson Cooper's flamboyant description of the president as a turtle on his back flailing in the sun. I mean, what if anyone used that kind of metaphor for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris? There would be such outrage. There would be such an uproar. It is to me so pathetic. I like Anderson. I have over the years, but this is, this is emblematic, Brian, of exactly the headwind that President Trump faced. And it manifested itself in those phony polls that were such – it was voter suppression, those polls. They wanted to discourage Trump voters. I cannot believe that mathematically the Washington Post ABC poll in Wisconsin mathematically showed Biden winning by 17 points. How could that be? How could I had marketing in college. How could random sampling give you a result that is off by 17 points in a hotly contested state? And how many people, you know, Farmer Joe, working all day, wanted to vote on Election Day. He looks up, he sees the president's down by 17 points. He says, oh, darn, I'll just, hoe another row.
No, I hear you. Really, absolutely. And what it does is hurts donors, too. Donors go, I'm not going to write a check to the president of the United States for what, to work another month? Instead, he wins Ohio, he wins Florida, he wins Iowa. He was within a whisker of Wisconsin, and it's so close they're going to get a recount on it. They're probably going to get a recount if they're within 1% in Georgia. I believe it's automatic. They built
Georgia's
it into their
automatic
system.
Yep.
Yeah.
Georgia's automatic.
Yeah. So real quick, Geraldo, you know what the big focus is going to be now? Senate. You know what's going to happen? Dan Sullivan is winning by 30. He's going to take Alaska. So there goes 49. And then Tillis looks like he's going to hold on and get him to 50. They need 51. And both Senate seats are in Georgia. And imagine how much money is going to pour in there as they have the runoff for January 5th. Final thought?
The people of Georgia are going to have so many elections between now and Inauguration Day, they're not going to go, what's going on? It's the country is divided. The Grand Canyon is splitting us metaphorically. We have to heal, and the Republican Party has to be remade as the working party.
It has been.
The working class party, the minority party. Get the black entrepreneurs, get the hustling Latinos, get the Asians. Let them all know that Republicans, the party, is welcoming them. Steal it from these elite,
right.
effete liberals who so polluted the discourse of this
country. Don't pay them off. Give them opportunity. They don't want a check. They want opportunity. That's it. Geraldo, thanks so much. Thanks for putting it in perspective.
Okay, Brian. Thanks, man.
You got it. Listen, we're going to come back. I want to get you to talk. 1-866-408-7669. We're monitoring five major states in contention. It is live. We're going to bring you the live adjustments as they take place. And we'll also update you on the lawsuits and the merit behind them. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Charlie's management team is currently a team of one.
Yeah, I got a meeting, but you keep up the good work. Can you fix that display for me? Did Steve show up today?
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Strange voices, furniture moving, ghostly appearances. These are the signs of demonic possession and infestations. The presence of evil is not just a figment of Hollywood special effects. Evil is real and not to be toyed with. Author Billy Hallowell. Hallowell's book, Playing with Fire, investigated modern-day demonic possessions and exorcisms. He even researched the real-life story of a teenage boy from the 1940s named Robbie, who became the basis of the movie The Exorcist.
This little boy went through some unbelievable things. The priest reported seeing words appear on his body. I mean, things that seem unbelievable.
But the vast majority of Satan's work is much more subtle and far more pervasive. The clue, says Hallowell, is in how the Bible depicts the devil.
He's described as an enemy, a tempter, a deceiver, an accuser. We're told that he prowls around like a roaring lion. The diabolical nature of trying to confuse people, of leading the whole world astray.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Coronavirus crisis.
Coronavirus cases skyrocketed last month as the nation struggled to get a handle on the virus. About 1.8 million new infections were reported throughout the month of October, a staggering 57% increase from September. And the rate of new infections don't appear to be slowing, the U.S. setting single-day records twice in the last few days, with more than 90,000 daily new cases on both Friday and Saturday. In an interview with the Washington Post, Dr. Fauci said the U.S. could not be positioned more poorly.
I'm concerned unless we do something to turn this around, we're going to have a very difficult, very painful winter as we enter into those cold months.
But the White House countered Dr. Fauci's stark warning, saying that he was playing politics 3 days before an election. At a rally in Florida, President Trump alluded to firing Dr. Fauci, but he said it would have to wait until after the election. Charles Watson, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley in every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem at that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
A bad cop, a bad apple, is bad for the entire police force. And that's what I'm trying to do with my collaborative, reinvent the criminal justice system now. And policing, but we're not anti-public safety. And the Republicans did that successfully. You know, the Democrats, there'll be havoc, like in New York City. They ran de Blasio's picture all over the state. They'll turn New York State into New York City, looting and crime and homelessness, law and order. That was their message, and it resonated more than it should have.
Let me explain something to Governor Cuomo. It's a lot to do with you. Yeah, he's a terrible mayor. And the friction you have with him instead of trying to get him straight only hurt everybody in New York. And I bring up New York. I know we're heard around the country, but it's important. He wrote a book on how he handled the pandemic. So he wrestled the state to the ground. He made it basically fiscally basically on life support, and bragged about it, wrote a book about it. And our mayor's terrible, but he did nothing to help it. You're the governor. You could have come down, sided with the police, and overcame him. You could have thrown him out if you wanted to. Number two, the governor is just as is every bit the reason why Republicans got beat up in New York, because of the oppressive way he did things, the way he hurt business haphazardly, and his attitude. And New Yorkers got Donald Trump got 43% of the vote here, and almost all of Long Island went red because what a bad mayor he is and what a terrible governor Cuomo is. Brian, listen on WABC. Brian, am I right?
Hey, Brian, great show so far.
Thank you.
I just want to say a lot of people think that what makes America great is our jurisprudence, the presumption of innocence, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. If we're going to just take the accusations of sycophants and, you know, partisan hacks without any real evidence, just anecdotal, like, oh, I know a guy who knows a girl who says this, who says that.
Not going to work. Not going to work. Nothing against the president fighting to the end. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can't just say I'm hearing about fraud and busted pipes. It has to be enough to turn a state. It has to be intentional. And it's got to be more than anecdotal. I 100% agree. But I don't blame the president for fighting and make sure it's on the up and up. You know why? A couple of things happened. The mail-in vote hit a level we never saw in our history. There's no proof they could handle it. And the fact that we have five states that still have not counted their ballots and have no promise of even getting done today shows that these states can't even handle it. So it's right for the president to push and prod. That's how we had success in life. But you can't throw out anecdotal information and say there's widespread fraud. It doesn't help the country. I'm with you on that. Listen, when we come back, I'm going to go into the legal perspective a little bit with John Yoo. We'll discuss this. He wrote Defender in Chief. The president interviewed with him. He's also out in Berkeley, so he knows how the left think. John Yoo joined us. He's also with the Bush administration. We have a lot to discuss. This thing is not over, and there's a lot to still review.
New.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
My name is Kennedy, and welcome to my podcast, which will, I humbly say, single-handedly save the world. You're welcome.
It's Kennedy Saves the World.
Whether it's politics, parenting, or just mixing a great cocktail, I will provide the olives and the booze. You bring your cup so it can runneth over with a wonderful dialogue.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
That's it.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Scalia and Ginsburg had such an affection for one another. The most progressive member of the Supreme Court was more fair and more gracious to Justice Scalia, more understanding about Justice Scalia than the group that claims to be fair, understanding, and apolitical. If it weren't so sad, it would be funny, but mainly it's just sad.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Does this sound familiar?
That was the governor of Pennsylvania. He's not conceding anything, and I'm not either in the state of Pennsylvania.
We still do not know the outcome of yesterday's vote. This is an extraordinary moment for our democracy.
Just under 30,000 votes with 96% of the precincts in. No telling what's going to happen.
Chances for recounts were much better, more likely to succeed back in the old days when very large numbers of votes were cast.
Fox News presents Election Rewind 2000. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolton Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had a better year, but even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I've played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A beloved New York bookstore that's devoted fans are trying to save makes today's Dean's List. New York City Strand Bookstore is known worldwide for its 18 miles of books. It's been a fixture in Greenwich Village, but with COVID-19 taking its toll on all businesses, Nancy Bass Wyden, the granddaughter of the store's original owner, feared that she would have to close the store forever. In a last effort to save her family business, she reached out on social media for help, and the customers responded. 25,000 orders that crashed the store's website and brought in approximately $200,000 in sales. That was followed up by a round-the-block line at the store's flagship location on Broadway and East 12th Street in Lower Manhattan, where the store first opened. Nancy says she loves her book community for helping out, and even though they're not out of the woods, she's not going to give up. Sounds like fans of the Strand won't let her give up either. Janice Dean, Fox News.
truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So we're waiting for that evidence to come forward. Is it possible? Of course it is. I'm not willing to rule it out. I find it odd that everyone is making judgments without actually seeing these filings. If they have evidence of thousands of people voting improperly, that may be a systemic problem, not just in Nevada, but other states. Sure. I mean, we're doing something that we haven't done before. We're talking about tens of millions of people voting in a system relying on records that are really sketchy in terms of addresses and identifications.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm a little distracted. I apologize. A little pause there as I bring in John Yoo, great legal mind, and I'll mute my television because Georgia's Secretary of State was just speaking now. Gabriel Sterling, Georgia Voting Systems Implementer Manager, is speaking. Some very significant things just happened. About an hour ago, Georgia went to Biden for the first time. He took 1,400 point lead. Now it's down to 1,098. And they say there's going to be a recount. That's just the Georgia rules. And I believe that's for the Senate, too. If we could find that out, Pete, that would be great. This is what he also said. 1,000 votes in a state like Georgia. This is unbelievable. Cherokee, John Yoo, you're here, right?
Hi, Ryan.
So they just went over this. Cherokee County, 150 votes need to be. Ballots just got in. Cobb County, 75. Floyd County, 444. And Gwinnett, 3,500. I think they said 3,500. They also announced that just about 9,000 military ballots have to be counted. This is not done. And this is significant. That's 16 electoral votes, right?
Yeah, that's, as you said, it's not finished. You still have to count all the remaining votes, all the legal votes that came in by deadlines. And as you said, any of those tranches of votes could swing it back and forth between Biden and Trump. And then you're going to have, I think, inevitably litigation to make sure that everybody got to watch how those votes were counted. And if Trump can hold on to Georgia, then you move on to places like Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Nevada.
Look, we know it's definitely the board. You'd rather be Biden than Trump. No question about it. But right now, just as it plays out, they do a recount. And even if it's 200, 300, that's going to matter. You remember what happened in Florida where it was 550 votes that gave it to George Bush. So Pennsylvania is interesting, too. So here's the difference. You have a Republican governor in Georgia. And know what the Secretary of State says? I want everybody to see the ballots. And if you can't, please tell me. In Pennsylvania, they go, yeah, I don't really care what the court ruling said. Now, do I have any proof of fraud in Pennsylvania? No. But if I was confident, John, I would just like people to look over my shoulder because I'm not making much money. I'm trying to – this is almost donating to the red, white, and blue. This is almost volunteering. So I'd just like to see that this is done correctly. But they're having some problems there. Out of the legal suits in Pennsylvania, number one, they won one to see, but it's not working out. Number two, they're looking at some of the mail-in voting. And for the best you can, John, for the layman, which I am, explain to me what the Supreme Court decided not to do a couple of weeks ago and how it's playing out today.
Hey, Brian, I'm glad you raised that lawsuit because the whole election can turn on that single lawsuit if Pennsylvania ends up being the state that makes the difference between Trump and Biden. And I remember, I'm from Pennsylvania. I grew up in Philly. I'm a Philly boy. I'm not surprised my home state's having all these problems. There's always been kind of games played in Philadelphia with the vote. Now, the case in Pennsylvania is really important because a lot of people out there seem to think that the U.S. Supreme Court has said everything that's going on in Pennsylvania is okay. They actually haven't. Now, what happened in Pennsylvania was this. The state legislature said all ballots to be counted have to be in on Election Day. It's a very sensible rule. Then the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, I think without any authority, said, no, we're changing that till today, 3 days later. Any ballots that come in by November 6th, Friday, can get counted.
Okay, can I stop you there? Violation. Because people keep writing me about this. This is what the president's point is. He's saying count every ballot. He wants them legal. Now, if they're postmarked November 4th and I get them the 7th, I'm okay with that. Are you?
No, I don't think that's a legal vote. I think, in fact, and this is a question that's pending at the U.S. Supreme Court, is could the state Supreme Court have come in and just changed the rules as they felt? Because I bet in the end, if the state Supreme Court had its way, November 6th isn't even going to be the final date. If more ballots keep coming in, people are going to say count every ballot, no matter if it's legal or not. Let's do that. That's the argument you're hearing out there right now. But the problem is the Constitution gives the state legislature the sole power to set all the rules about an election. And this is just not me making this up. Four justices of the Supreme Court who have been demanding that this case get accelerated and decided, taken up by the court, not just sitting in limbo and purgatory like it is now, but taken up and heard by the court, they've been saying, we think the Pennsylvania Supreme Court violated the Constitution and that only November 3rd ballots are the ones that are to be counted. It could lead to thousands of votes switching or being discarded as being illegal.
But I don't even think they're almost discarding the whole post date anyway, aren't they? They're not even focusing on that.
Yes. So that's the way I think the Supreme Court could come in. But that's the key issue is if you get in by November 3rd, because that's the best way to make sure, right? Not to mess around with the signatures of ballots. At a minimum, make sure that there's respect for a single election day. And that was always the rule before. And then any ballots that come in afterwards, no matter why, aren't going to be counted, postmarked or not, because that's an easy rule for people to administer. That's an easy rule for courts to watch. That's what Justice Alito has been the leader of this in the Supreme Court. And again, the U.S. Supreme Court didn't reject this idea. They just didn't want to decide it before the election. They basically punted it to after the election. Well, now it's after the election, and the Supreme Court may need to come in and decide this if Pennsylvania becomes the determinative state.
So let me ask you something, John. There's a practicality to your business. So there's, you're right, but they already built the road. That road is illegal, but it's already made. Cars are already driving on it. So we're going to leave it. So what if the Supreme Court says, yeah, you know what? The more I think of it, it doesn't get there by November 4th. It should not count. But they're all mixed together by now. So the envelope's in the garbage. So then what?
So Justice Alito was really smart. Justice Alito is the one, the justice from there. He's the justice who kind of sits over Pennsylvania. And he actually was very clever about this. He asked that the state of Pennsylvania separate any ballot that comes in after November 3rd. Because he said, even if the Supreme Court can't decide before the election, if we can decide it after the election, we want all those ballots that came in after November 3rd to be kept separate so that if we in fact rule that you have to stick to November 3rd, then we can easily identify and exclude those ballots.
Are they doing that?
They are supposed to be. It's a federal order. If the officials in Pennsylvania don't do that, then they're violating federal law and they're going to create real grounds, even more real grounds, for the Trump campaign to sue them. But as I understand it, they have so far, for the most part, tried to do that.
So the way Jonathan Turley was telling me this morning, he's like, I'm not caught up in the looking over the shoulder. That's not going to make or break an election at this point. I mean, it's the game's on. This isn't June. So having said that, the stuff that matters is things like what we just talked about and what's happening in Nevada. And they are saying that a lot of people that don't live there were getting ballots, have been out for 30 days, and some dead people are voting, especially in the Las Vegas area. So that could be in the thousands. How do you go about pursuing that?
They must have moved them from Chicago to,
yeah,
to Nevada, all those dead voters, because they had too many of them in Illinois. But seriously, this is what's hard. It is hard to back up allegations of, you know, this poll worker, that poll worker cheating on a few ballots here, a few ballots here. What you need to have is proof. So you're Nevada, you can do that because Nevada is just a simple matter of checking who's on the voting rolls against who voted, against who's a legal resident of the state of Nevada. That has a much better chance of going forward. The key question is it going to be enough to make up for the deficit that the president's got in Nevada? The same thing as you're saying with Pennsylvania, it's harder to prove a vote here, a vote there, but the case kind of case we're talking about doesn't require you to have that kind of evidence. I think you're right, Brian. I really do. I think, you know, we can fight about having observers in the rooms and how many observers and how close. All that's going to do, I don't think it's going to make a major difference in the vote totals. The only thing it's going to do is going to deter any potential cheating by, you know, any rogue election official or county vote counter. But I agree with you, Brian. I don't think that's going to make a big swing in the vote totals.
Right. And next thing you know, Joe Biden's accepting the presidency, and thank you very much for – and all of a sudden, well, you won in court, but it doesn't even matter. But that's why this has got to stop. And now I'm not sure if you need Georgia – we're going to have to wait. If you need Georgia, you're going to have to wait electorally because they're saying there's going to be a recount. So how can they possibly award it to anybody and have a recount? That's just not going to happen.
Yes. Plus, as you mentioned, the military overseas vote, which under federal law can come in up to 7 days after Election Day. I think military votes traditionally, I think, have in the past broken more Republican than Democrat. If there are 7,000 of those out there, that's well past the margin that Joe Biden has right now, which is about 1,000.
John, we're talking to you now. In case you do not know, it looks like the Secretary of State says there will be a recount in Georgia. It is that close. And while he was talking, he said, I came out here and 200 more plus votes just went to Donald Trump. The deficit is now 1,098 in a state the size of Georgia. It is unbelievable how close this is. And now we're looking at what's happening in Arizona with Brian Kemp as governor. It turns out the Trump people are getting cooperation on the ground, just transparency on the ground. And that race, which was now over 200,000 deficit, is down to 46,000 with 325,000 ballots starting today. With 2 hours difference, they maybe started counting already. With starting today, they start counting again. This also could be pretty dramatic. And let me ask you, John, as we wait for this stuff to come in, the challenges with Nevada, the recount in Georgia, the hope in Arizona, who decides if Joe Biden is the president-elect? Who decides, okay, I've seen enough?
Well, in most elections like the ones you and I saw when we were growing up, the elections weren't so close that we didn't even need to know any of these rules. We could just assume, oh, you won the national election, and it's over, and the networks would call it, basically, and right, the candidates would kind of live by that. But when you have close elections like the ones we've been having ever since 2000, or even before, you could say it started in 92 with Clinton, who never won a majority vote in his two victories. When it's close, then these rules matter. That's why, unfortunately, I wish that we could pick people without having to get lawyers and litigation involved. But when it's this close, that's when you need them. And so I don't think we're going to have a really clear picture of it for a little while. And no one officially gets to really decide who's the president?
Because the New York Times, says it's up to the networks. They say it's up to the networks. So they're saying, well, if CNN decides ABC says, we have it according to our math and our decision desk, it's President-elect Biden, and he accepts it, there's going to be pushback on that. We remember with Bush v. Gore, the Supreme Court made a decision, and we knew. Then we stopped the counting.
Yes.
So I want to tell you, I want to get opinion out of it. You can't just say fraud. It's not going to work, especially in your business, John. So Adam Laxalt, he's the Trump Nevada campaign co-chair, and he used to be attorney general out there. This is what he said. Cut 22.
The Democrats have absolutely stacked the decks against us in this election. They changed this election inside 90 days. And as votes are being counted and America thinks that with all these mail-in ballots that you have people watching that counting going on, we are still not allowed to watch the signature matching. We are not allowed to challenge any of those signatures. So they switch us to this new system and then they give us no right to ensure that only legal voters count. And so they dumped these at 3 a.m. They counted through the middle of the night. They're counting all day today, and we're still having to wait till tomorrow. And we are still, right this second, not in that door. And I warned about this, that if it came down to Nevada, we'd finally get people to pay attention to the fact that the Democrats didn't give us this right.
And the president closed the gap seriously. He lost by two here. Romney and McCain got crushed. He lost by two here. He says, this is where I'm going to win it again, especially with this new attraction with the Hispanic community. And they don't have a chance to do it. And now the only thing left, I understand, is Clark County, where Las Vegas is.
That's tough, but it's so close. I mean, it could still go either way, I think. I think Arizona, too, as you said. You're seeing, and as you saw in Florida, you saw the president doing extremely well with Hispanics, with minorities, well over predictions. And I personally, you know, as a minority myself, I think it's a great sign for the future for the Republican Party. Trump was really the one who was really able to start making Right. Start making inroads and starting to make minorities competitive between the two parties.
Yeah,
now in Nevada.
Yeah, the one they called a racist every day. Guess who wasn't buying it? The African American community, the Hispanic community, and maybe the Asian community. John, you appreciate it. We'll continue to tap into you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan. It's great to be with you.
You got it. He's a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. When we come back, your turn. 1-866-408-7669. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting FIXER to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting FIXER to 321-321. That's FIXER to 321-321. Text FIXER to 321-321.
Does this sound familiar?
That was the governor of Pennsylvania. He's not conceding anything, and I'm not either in the state of Pennsylvania.
We still do not know the outcome of yesterday's vote. This is an extraordinary moment for our democracy.
Just under 30,000 votes with 96% of the precincts in. No telling what's going to happen.
Chances for recounts were much more likely to succeed back in the old days when very large numbers of votes were cast.
Fox News presents Election Rewind 2000. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
All of this over-determinalism is hogwash served up for Twitter addicts who want to believe that every American, every decent American is trapped in the vacuum death lock of this kind of overanalyzed partisanship.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com. America's listening to Fox News. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Kilmeade.
A Republican strategist who was working on behalf of the president said, look, if Trump has made a mistake in this, it was in denigrating mail-in voting. All those weeks went by when Democrats were banking votes every single day. People could mail them in. They could early vote at their convenience. And Trump was saying, we're going to vote in person. We're going to wait for this big, dramatic election day turnout, and there will be this red wave that will swamp all that came before it. Meanwhile, Democrats already had so many tens of millions of votes in the bank. So I think in retrospect, when this is all over, if he does lose, I think that's what the president will regret doing.
That is Byron Hunt, Byron York, no doubt about it. Byron Hunt used to be a linebacker for the Giants. Nancy Pelosi speaking right now and trying to pretend like she had a good week, an election week. She's congratulating Joe Biden for an election he hasn't won yet. Typical her. Billy, listen on WABC in New York. Hey, Billy.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good.
I'm sick over the presidential thing with Trump, but let's talk about the possibility of the biggest election ever in the United States of America, unfortunately. January 3rd, the runoff in Georgia. What do you know about that? I've been reading a little bit about it, and it says that there's no mail-in ballots. They also said the same thing you said earlier in the program, that the Republicans do have an advantage. Why do they have an advantage? Because they usually the day of the vote, they usually
get what happened. The sitting senator and Doug Collins split the vote, so they had 25 and 25, and then you had the leader, who is the Democrat, had more votes, but the top two are the ones that advanced to the finals. Regardless of what happened, if somebody got over 50%, they're through. But since it's a jungle primary, they had about eight candidates. I think the highest was 30%. The two Republicans split 22 and 22. Doug Collins barely lost, I think, 25-22. So it'll be a runoff with the Republican, conceivably with Doug Collins endorsing her. Doug Collins will be the one helping her get over the finish line. But it's going to be a lot of money flowing in there. On the other side, Purdue is just under 50%, so there'll be a runoff. And I just found out there is no recount. There'll be a – for the president, there'll be a recount in Georgia, but not for the Senate seats. They're doing it in January. The whole balance of power in the Senate, the Democrats need both. It looks like the Republicans need just one.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19th, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.